Welcome to our show, friends. I hope you're all excited. We got a terrific show planned tonight. We got Mr. Freedom Stick himself. Now, many of you out there, you all know him. He runs in our circles. I mean, I call him TikTok's most wanted man. He is, you know, he's a man with a lot of charisma. They hate him on TikTok because he's a man who speaks truth. He's got a great character, and, you know, I'm excited to have him on. How about you, brother?
Oh, yeah, I can't wait, man. He's got experience. He's in the military. He's got experience as a federal police officer. Knows all about prepping, knows all about all kinds of stuff. He's definitely somebody that's going to be very interesting to have on the show tonight. Lives upstate Washington and lives up in the terrain up there. He's not too far from you guys, actually. Well, except for Canada is huge.
Yes, sir. Well, he does a lot of prep, and he's very good at what he does. And I'm thinking that if we ever need it, we just all go to his house.
That's right. Either that or come down here. Everybody come to Texas. A little warmer.
Yeah, wow, listen. Well, it's warmer and everybody got guns, right?
So, that's right.
You know, nobody messes with Texas. You know, and Texas
right.
being one of the only states that, you know, I think you're actually able to leave the U.S. if it got bad. Are you not, Texas?
Mm-hmm. We can, and we can open carry here now. We got the open carry law, or you don't even have to have a license to carry. You can permitless carry now. So you can open carry, you can conceal carry. You don't have to have a license to do it. Constitutional carry is what we call it. And so we can carry.
It's great. It's great that you have a constitution, brother. You know, up here in Canada, we got a piece of paper that, you know, everybody feels they can change whenever the hell they want to. So, you know, at least your constitution is written in stone. Worst thing about your system down there is, you know, if they fill the Supreme Court with liberal judges, I mean, how good is the Constitution going to be? I mean, you know, it's very biased, liberal or Democrat, Republican. You know, your two ways of thought, and that's it. What do you think about that?
Oh, yeah, it's the system, it wasn't ever meant to be that way either. And so it's been diluted. It's been changed. They change it every chance they can. Every bill in the Constitution has been amended in some sort, way or fashion. They can't leave it alone, and it wasn't meant to be changed. I mean, it specifically says what they wanted and how it was supposed to be. And it says that we have inalienable rights from God. They're not given from man. No man can give us right to do anything. God gave us rights. He put us on this earth, and you know, we give ourselves rules, but that's it.
Well, you know, the language in the Constitution is so beautiful, though. You know, it is written in such a way. I mean, you know, I'm Canadian, but I mean, I love America. And you can tell a lot of people from my content. I really got interested in American politics from watching Donald Trump. And, you know, and I'd listen to all the people up, you know, because Canada's very liberal. And I would listen to the propaganda, how they say, oh, Trump said this and Trump did this. And I couldn't believe what I was watching because, you know, they were reading what the media was saying. Like when he said, you know, about the disinfectant, I watched the video. Someone sent me the video. Ha ha, you know, look what Trump said. You know, this guy's an idiot. So I took and I watched the video. I got exactly what he was trying to say about the certain treatments and this and that. You know, it was just a soundbite that they used. So I start to watch that pattern all the time, and I realize, wow, they really hate this guy. For me, myself, I think he's one of the best presidents America's ever had. And I don't care about celebrities. I wouldn't get out of my car to go shake someone's hand. I mean, to me, Hollywood and all that is filthy, full of pedophiles. But Donald Trump, I would walk, you know, probably 100 miles to shake his hand. What do you think?
Yeah, man. You know, all that started, it didn't all start, but they all started getting away with it when Obama passed the act in 2012 that approved propaganda news. You know, they weren't near as what do you say, forward to push that kind of stuff until Obama gave them the right to. And now they can push whatever they want, and they're not held liable for anything. So anytime the media tells somebody's bad, that's probably not the person you need to be watching. You need to be watching the media or whoever's going or telling you that person is bad. That's what I've learned over the last 4 years or 5 years with Donald Trump, because everybody loved Donald Trump before he became president or before he ran for president. But once he said he was going to run for president, he got demonized and called every name in the book and just, you know, they ran him into the ground. So anytime the media tells me anybody's a bad person, I have to go do my research and find out why they're saying that and who's saying it. So I would say Donald Trump was the best president we've ever had in my lifetime, that's for sure. He was America first. Our country was doing, absolutely great with Donald Trump under president. And businesses were great. Families were doing great. Interest rates were great. The housing market was great. Food was you could buy it. You didn't have to choose between food, medicine, or rent that month. So a lot of people are making some really, really bad decisions or hard decisions right now on what they can and can't purchase because of the way things are being ran and inflation. So really bad.
It's absolutely heartbreaking to watch. You know, like you said, people are literally having to choose to heat their home or to eat. And, you know, one of the greatest things Donald Trump ever did, and one of the things I think he'll be known for, is the fact that, you know, well, for one, he loved his country. You know, he was a true American patriot, and he suffered a lot at the hands of these evil Democrats, evil special interest groups, and he sat there while the world ridiculed him, and he tried to play it off that he had no support and all this stuff, and everybody could see. I mean, the man would go to these meetings, G7 and all this stuff, and, you know, everybody, he was a boss. Like, you watch him just push people out of the way. I mean, you had a lion. You had a lion as a leader. And, he was well respected, and, I loved him for it. But the thing is, the best thing I think he's ever done was showed us what the media was all about, showed us how corrupt it is, showed us who owned them. And that was, to me, one of the greatest things that he was able to pull off during his presidency.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because there was a lot of people that was blind to the media's bullshit. And he definitely opened up the eyes, and he did not have a problem calling it how it was. He would be right there in a press conference, White House press conference, and somebody would ask him a stupid question, and he would tell them that is a stupid question from a fake news media outlet, and he would tell it like it is, and that's why I liked the man, because he didn't sugarcoat anything. He told it how it was and had no problem doing it. And if Americans and Canadians weren't, we've been, you know, brainwashed basically all of our lives to not, you know, to be soft with our words and stuff. But America, we all need to be harsh. We need to hear more harsh words. We need to hear how it is. Quit sugarcoating everything. Quit passing out trophies for everything and tell it like it is.
Well, this hurt feeling club that they're trying to come out with, you see, you know, they're talking about Russia.
Yeah.
You know, these people over in Russia, you know, these are tough people. I mean, they're out in the woods. I mean, we see videos of them training. You know, I look at UFC fighter. I forget his name. He's a great champion, and he got into a Conor McGregor there. And many of you know who I'm talking about. But he, you look at the way he was training with grizzly bears from a young boy, and you know, they're over there training with grizzly bears, and we're over here fighting over which bathroom to use.
That's right.
We're raising a generation of weak people, and these weak people, we're going to send them to war. I watched someone did a comparison video of the American training for the military, where they had, you know, all about inclusive and rights and all these things, and then they showed the Russian video side by side where it was just, you know, these people just, you know, they just look mean, right?
It's an absolute embarrassment. I've seen that video. It's so embarrassing. It is. And it's true. The woke culture has definitely ruined everything. Trump called it, everything woke goes to shit. And it really does. It absolutely does. There's no way about it. That's exactly how it is. Everything woke goes to shit. Cancel culture sucks. You know, everybody wants to cancel everything. Everybody wants to cancel everybody. And then when it's their turn, all of a sudden, you know, cancel culture isn't cool. But it's ridiculous.
You know,
it's getting way out of control.
And that's the problem, buddy. You know, you have 1% of the population kicking up. And that's all it amounts to. All this, you know, foolishness that they get on with. You know, you and I, we think a lot alike, and that's why we're business partners and such. You know, we're all about accepting people. You know, we don't care if you're gay or transgender. I mean, if you got a heartbeat, you're a human. We should be identifying as humans, as brothers and sisters, not this group, that group. You know, that's what these politicians use to divide us. So when they pick up a subject, you know, like teaching kindergartens sex and sex ed and all this stuff. And then what they do is they attach it to the LGBTQ community. And the people of the LGBTQ community, there's a lot of letters, they should be outraged because the pedophiles are trying to work their way into that movement. And it absolutely turns my stomach. Our kids, you keep your hands the hell off our kids. You want your kids to be inclusive in these things. Teach them to love their friends.
Teach them to love their neighbor. Yes, I mean, that's exactly right. It's gotten crazy. It's gotten out of hand. They need to leave our damn kids alone. And if that's what they want, then they can keep their kids at home and teach their kids that stuff at home. But our kids don't need to learn that stuff. I don't teach my kids that stuff. I don't teach my kids about war. I don't teach my kids about a lot of things. I don't let them watch the news and see all the bad stuff that's going on in the world. They're 6, 7, 8 years old. Those things, their minds aren't ready to see that kind of stuff. They don't comprehend what's going on. They don't comprehend that stuff. And so you just absolutely leave our kids alone.
Well, you know, and that's one thing that you and I are passionate about, and a lot of people are going to find out in the very near future. We're going to take on some heavy subjects when it comes to our kids. And this thing, you've seen our videos, mine and yours both, we want the names. We have an investigative reporter now working with us, and they got some, they already got the evidence and stuff for whatever reason, didn't put it out. You know, when you're dealing with these subjects, I mean, you get threats, and they're not just threats. They're not just someone in their mom's basement. They're actually people that, you know, I mean, all we got to do is look. I mean, your life is really on the line putting this information out. So, you know, I can understand them, you know, being nervous to put it out there. But do you give it to you and I? Listen, you and I are ready to die on this ship, I think. At least I am. How about yourself?
Yes, sir. I am. Hey, we've got our guest on the line. He's on hold right now. I'm going to go ahead and let him into the room. Mr. Freedom Stick.
Yes, sir.
Yep. A.K.A.
Can you hear me?
Freedom World, Freedom Branch. What's going on, sir? How are you tonight?
What's going on, brother? How are you guys doing tonight?
Well, my first question for you is, what's with the sticks, man? Freedom Stick, Freedom Wood, the Freedom Root. I can't keep up. Where is that coming from?
So originally, when I created my first social media account, it was right after I resigned from the federal police force. And I took a video the second I walked out of my department and turned in my gear. I actually sat out in my car and I said, holy shit, I'm not a cop anymore. So I took this video, and all I was going to do is I was just going to hold on to it and show it to my children later on and have them see, like, hey, you know, later on in life, obviously you knew Dad served in the military. Dad did a lot of stuff. But Dad actually put his nuts on the line and his personal beliefs and his religious beliefs on the line. And, you know, he left a really good job because my whole adult life, I've been nothing about other than serving the great people of this nation. And, you know, I was torn halfway up the road about what I needed to do, and I just made the decision. So I took this video. One of my buddies is like, hey, man, you know, people need to see that, dude. People need to see that video. People need to see that, because there's a lot of people, especially in service right now, that are, you know, they're going through the same thing. They're questioning their belief system, questioning this government, questioning the motives of this government, and people need to see that. So I said, all right. And my buddy's like, hey, man, start, you know, why don't you start a social media account, like start a TikTok or something like that? And I said, TikTok, man, isn't that for kids? And my buddy was like, no. He said, nowadays, man, that's probably the best application to go on, because it's the only live stream application out there that'll put you in contact with millions and millions of people. And I said, all right. So I took that video and I created the account, and I sat back and I said, what am I going to name myself? And something just kind of, you know, stuck with me. I remember, I think it was Roosevelt. He said, you know, walk with a big stick, but at the same time, you know, be quiet, but walk with a big stick. And I said, okay, stick. Mr. Freedom Stick. How about Mr. Freedom Stick? Because that's what I'm doing. I'm standing up for my freedom. I'm standing up, you know, my whole life in service to this great nation. I haven't been able to utilize or experience our constitutionally protected rights. I was in the military for 21 years. I couldn't, you know, use freedom of speech. I couldn't say what I wanted to say most of the time. And then being a cop, I definitely couldn't do the same thing. So I'm like, you know what? This is where I stand. I draw the line with this. I draw the line with the Constitution. And I draw the line right here now. So I said, you know what? I'm just going to name myself Mr. Freedom Stick. And that video just kind of blew up, went kind of viral. Next thing I know, my account went crazy. And then, you know, obviously the doxing started happening. The people started jumping and started, like, you know, hitting me up for violations because I'm out there speaking the truth. And, you know, I just decided, okay, Mr. Freedom Stick, all right, we're going to move to Mr. Freedom Tree, all right, because you're pissing me off here. I'm going to move to Mr. Freedom Forest and Mr. Freedom Woods. It's just, this is going to snowball into something greater. And throughout, you know, me just standing up for my rights and wanting to do the right thing, a lot of good has come out of it. I mean, I created my own company. I'm on every major social media platform out there. I got my own podcast, and just, it really, and I thank God for TikTok and all the people that were like hitting up my account trying to take it down, because if you wouldn't have done that, I wouldn't be where I am today and as vocal as I am today. I'd probably still be sitting on that one account just like, it is what it
just
is.
Just making crazy videos. Yeah. Yep. They showed you exactly what you needed to be doing.
Oh yeah. And like I said, the first time in my life where I've been able to actually utilize my constitutionally protected rights, to freedom of speech, they tell me I got to shut up. And I know a lot of people, they turn around and they say, well, you know, TikTok itself is a private company and they can, you know, they could violate your rights, or, you know, they don't have to let you speak, your voice on there. You don't have constitutionally protected rights on their platform. Well, here's something that people don't understand. The United States government went into contract with TikTok. They have a TikTok fund. They started supporting operations on TikTok with taxpayers' dollars right at the beginning of the pandemic. And you guys seen the reports with this whole Ukraine-Russia deal. They actually sat down with TikTokers, influencers, to ensure that their narrative gets pushed on the application. People don't understand too much about federal law. Here's the deal. If the United States government works in contract or tells a separate or a private entity to suppress your constitutionally protected rights, they become government under federal law. People don't understand, and that's a constitutional tort. So I get upset when people turn around and they want to talk about, well, you know, it's a private company. Okay, that would be true if they're not working hand-in-hand with the United States government. So it is what it is.
Absolutely. As soon as our tax dollars are spent on anything, then that's a government entity. That has something to do with the government. And And, yeah, we should not be getting doxxed on this app or on that app.
Yeah, and you'll see it. And you know what the crazy thing is? I come across these leftists, these socialists, these platforms of just these scummy people that just for some reason hate this nation, hate freedom. And for some reason, it doesn't matter. You know, I have friends that have shown me videos and say, hey, you know, I filed something against this this creator because this is racist. You know, this is disgusting. You know, they're on there, they're doxing, they're laughing about how they're, you know, cutting down people on social media. And they're basically violating every freaking community standard that application has. And for some reason that those applications stay up. They don't go down. It's the conservatives. It's the constitutionalists. It's the ones that are out there just taking the information and trying to wake the people up. Those are the people that get violated. Those are the people that, just like me, Michael, you know this, every day we're out there creating new accounts. We can't hold on to followers. Followers are coming after us like, hey, man, you know, I can't keep up with your accounts. Well, that's the operation. You know, that they understand that they can't silence us on social media. So what do? It's a form of military operations where all they're trying to do is disrupt your voice. They know they can't silence it, so they try to disrupt it as much as possible. This is an operation, though.
Well, you know, with TikTok in itself, I mean, you know, they do everything they can to silence you. But like you said, you keep coming back, and I remember your first video. I absolutely remember it well. And, you know, it's something about a man when his life and livelihood is on the line and you make that choice. And like you said, it's a good choice because your kids will know that you did the right thing. And TikTok will do. I don't understand how they allow these leftists to get on the way they do. And it's not always leftists. It's sometimes people on the right who's just jealous that you're getting, you know, a lot of attention and people are hearing what you got to say and what you like to say. But, you know, I don't understand why there's not a class action lawsuit filed against them. Because let's not forget, they're taking people's earnings. When they boot them, everything you made in the lives is gone. So, you know, I think it's an absolute disgrace that they're allowed to do that to, you know, good creators.
Oh, yeah. I mean that application, that company alone, could be cited for so many violations of federal law. And just like you talked about, yeah, so they cancel you and then they take your money. That's embezzlement. That's high-level embezzlement. And think if they do that to millions of people each day on the application, they're stealing money. But it's even further than that. And here's the deal that I've realized, and it makes me louder and louder. If we weren't winning, okay, and I tell this, I you know, we have this really cool circle, Patriots, especially on that application, but, you know, obviously I'm on every other application. There's always this really cool circle of Patriots. And we talk about, you know, at the end of the day, if they were moving forward with their plan and they thought that they were totally in control, they wouldn't worry about people like us. You know what I'm saying? Like they wouldn't come after us. They wouldn't send their little drones after us. And three rows will tell you. Straight up, like, we have this really tight-knit Patriot circle, and we are finding over the last couple of days that people are pretending to be other people to try to infiltrate our little circle, actually lied to us, pretended to be people, and we found out through watching the analytics on our profile pages that these people are responsible for actually taking us down. We're sitting there talking to people that are pretending, and it blows my mind, you know? It really blows my mind to turn around and say, like, is it really that serious that you have to get up in the morning and you have to make a fake profile just to try to silence people? So it goes to show there's a lot more going on than just people just getting on and saying, hey, I don't like that. There's an actual operation being conducted on these applications to silence people that are out there just trying to take the truth and trying to get it out to the masses, try to spread it. So it's insane.
Well, the Canadian military actually admitted during the pandemic to running a huge PSYOP here in Canada. And, you know, that's the game we play.
Yeah, I just – You know, I put together a video earlier today, and I imagine I had to take it down because, again, when you watch your social media platform and you look at the analytics and you see the people that are taking the information that you're getting, and then all of a sudden start to see that data starting to slow down, you know that the application itself is trying to either remove your video, block the content or whatever. So I ended up pulling it down. But, yeah, I want to talk about false flag operations being conducted by the government, and we could talk for hours. This video in question, like I said, I used to be a federal police officer, right, and 21 years in the military and having experience and background in counter intel. I watch these events unfold around the United States, and I think to myself, like, that is such bullshit. You really want me to believe that we're talking about the shooter in New York. This is the story they want you to believe. They want you to believe a 65-year-old man just woke up one day, hates, and it fills the narrative. Oh, you know, the FBI found all this electronic data linked to all of his hate just magically on his Facebook. And okay, cool. So he conducts this operation, and people don't understand the same operation or the same event that they're stating just happened at the same place about a year ago. All federal agencies plus the NYPD conducted a CBR drill, a chemical, biological, radiological drill in the same area. The video you're seeing on TV, and I'm going to tell you from my personal experience, we went through the same training in the Federal Police Academy. That literally was like a play-by-play video of the training that they put federal officers through, the one that you see in the subway. So I watched this video, and I'm like, a lot of this crap doesn't make any sense. This is what they're selling to the people. This video doesn't pass the smell test with me. And then it unfolds. And here's how you know it's a false flag operation. They give it to you in little pieces. And what they do is they wait, and it's silence, right? So they tell you, hey, you know, this event went down, and then they push the video out. And what they do is they want to see if people are going to choke down on that. And if they could see that enough people are going to choke down on it, that's when they move on to saying, oh, this is what we found on top of this. And they give it to you in bits and pieces, right? The crazy thing about this is that video, number one, I don't believe it for one second. That looked like a freaking training video. But, okay, let's listen to what law enforcement state, NYPD, the FBI, will have you believe that this individual just walked onto a subway, body armor on, threw some smoke grenades, shot, and shot a whole bunch of people, and then magically – was able to get away unscathed, and then in the process, he dropped his credit card in the same place. I hate when that happens. Don't you guys hate when that happens? Because my credit card jumps in my wallet every day, right? And just magically, that credit card is linked to the U-Haul that the federal agents found later on. And then on top of that, have you believe that he left, huh? Say again?
That's amazing.
Oh, it's amazing. And then on top of it, they'll have you believe that he just magically left his keys in the same spot to that U-Haul. Now, me being in law enforcement, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, if I was the investigating officer, this would be an open and closed case in regards to my PC statement. In order to prosecute, to push a court case through, I would have to show a judge how I derived at where we are today. You get what I'm saying? So first off, the video system in the subway system was down for some reason. You have over 10,000 CCT cameras in the New York subway system, but magically they weren't working in that area. Okay, I call BS on that. Okay, so they get phone calls, right? Now they show up on scene. Now they have to take every witness's statements, and they have to put it together, and then they have to show how they derived in basically arresting this guy, and that's how it's going to stick. But to me, I'm like, wow, you find the keys, you find the credit card, and magically you find the U-Haul, you find all of this information linking you to this guy, and it's handed to you. My PC, my probable cause statement would be airtight. It sounds too good to be true. And now they're saying, after he conducted this operation, he went to get something to eat, and then he magically turned himself in, bro. Like, you can't make this crap up.
My question on this is, how are they getting away with it? Like, how do you get the good cops to go along? I mean, we obviously got crisis actors involved here.
Okay.
So how is it they're able to keep everything airtight amongst the good police officers that, you know, they obviously know? How are they able to keep this airtight?
Easy, and it's not, you don't even have to. All you have to do is just treat it like any other crime and turn over the evidence. And this is what I'm talking about in regards to PC. I guarantee you, and they probably will not tell you, but the federal agents, for some reason, were probably right on top of this, and they were probably on scene, and they probably pushed the investigation over to the NYPD and then pulled it back. I don't know if you guys are seeing today. Now they want to charge this individual with federal terrorism crime. So what does that mean? That means that the New York investigation that is being conducted on this individual, okay, is now shifted over to the federal entity such as the FBI. Perfect. Perfect. That's how you sell it. If you're an agency that might be conducting these operations, you involve a smaller agency, a statewide agency, allow them to be part of the investigation, and then you pull it right back over to you. Now you control the narrative. Now you control all the data. Now you control all the evidence. You control everything at this point. It's, you can't, like I said, you can't even make this up. The NYPD, they're probably blind to this. Okay, they see these, and I'm telling you, they see these federal agencies come in, and they're like, we're gonna play with the big boys. You know, you have detectives in New York, like, I'm working hand in hand. We're part of this task force, and magically, this corrupt agency. Here's the crazy thing about this individual too. Two first names, love it. That's how you can always tell that it's gonna be a crazy investigation. Frank James, love it. Okay, but here's the crazy thing about Frank James and the information's dropping today. The FBI actually was watching this guy for years. Isn't that the way it always goes with these false flag events in the United States?
Right.
The same federal agency just magically was following them, using them as a CI, a confidential informant, to have some kind of ties with the individual before they conduct their operations, right? But magically, they stopped following them right before they did it. I call bullshit on all, man.
I just don't understand. Like, you probably heard about, I'm sure you did, about all the police officers that committed suicide out of New York that viewed the contents of, was it Anthony Weiner's laptop? What's your thought on that?
Hey, guys.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I'm going to let Jeremy come in with us for a minute. Jeremy's the host of Disrespected Trucker Show, and he's going to come in with us for a few minutes. I'm going to let him in and talk with us for a few minutes, okay?
Sounds good, man.
Yeah. Hey, Jeremy, you doing all right?
Hey,
tonight,
guys.
Brother?
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on, brother?
Not much. I just, I'm on a switchboard, and I switched Chad's name over to Justin Trudeau.
This whole pissed me. I said, take a picture of that. I got to send it to Chad. I said, that's the craziest shit I ever seen. That's what happened.
Yeah.
That was funny as hell.
I had to do it. I'm sorry, guys. But, no, I'm just listening to you guys. I think you guys are having a great conversation tonight. And Mr. Freedom Stick, I'm Mr. America Trucker on TikTok. Well, I was the disrespected before. And you and I have been friends multiple times. And I keep on getting banned just like you do, and it is what it is. It doesn't matter to me. What matters to me tonight is the conversation you guys are having is we need to continue to have these conversations and keep on hopefully waking people up. I think at this point in time, unfortunately, those that are awakened they're awoke, and those aren't. Probably will never be awoke until it's too late. So, but that doesn't mean that we shouldn't stop talking about what we talk about. So on that,
correct.
It's your show. I love your guys' show. I love your platform, obviously, and I promote the hell out of you. And Mr. Freedom Stick, I surely appreciate everything that you talk about. And Chad, even though that I know that you're a supporter of Justin Trudeau, I still appreciate you. And I'm kidding.
That's fake news. You're spreading fake news.
Hey, just because my name is CNN doesn't mean I can't speak my mind. That's freedom of speech. Right. That's freedom of speech. No, you guys know that I appreciate you. That's why I appreciate being on the same radio platform as you guys are. And I will do anything in my power to help you guys out and spread the word. And if that means that you guys become 3,000% more popular than what I am, then that's what that means. It doesn't matter as long as the truth is being spread. So you guys,
Jeremy,
continue on doing what you're doing.
Well, I appreciate
Jeremy,
that.
You know, we appreciate you too, brother. And any of our listeners who's listening in, make sure you check out Thursday nights. I mean, Jeremy is a great host. He can command a conversation very, very well, and you're going to get some very informative, shows. So, and he's got great guests. I mean, you know, he had Michael on there, so that should tell you something. So, you know, and hopefully our guests will also feel welcome to come over to your show. I know you're open to it, Jeremy, and I just hope that all of our guests would more than happy to go on your show as well. So thank you for all you do. That's the Disrespected Trucking Show on Thursday nights.
See, okay, so one thing is Chad is right. You guys are all more than welcome to call into my radio show on Thursday nights. By no means are you obligated to. Number two, Chad has never gotten our name right. It's always the Disrespecting Trucker Radio Show or the Disrespector Trucking Radio Show. But you know what? That's what I love about Chad, because Chad isn't politically correct. Chad is just honest. And you know what? If you can't respect his honesty, then I don't know what to tell you. So therefore, we allow him to be politically incorrect. But you guys, thank you guys for letting me on for the time tonight. I don't want to take over your show. Everybody that is on here listening, please continue to listen to these guys. And if you so choose to come and listen to us on Thursday nights, I would appreciate it. By no means are you obligated. We kind of speak the same kind of message. We just try to get the truth out there. And what the Texas Patriot and this politically incorrect guy, Chadio, I don't know where the hell he came from, and I don't know how I even got involved with him, but I'm damn proud I got involved with him. And Mr. Freedom Stick, they're not lying to you. They're trying to help you. They're trying to get this, the path of what we're going down. They're trying to write that path. So on that note, ladies and gentlemen, I shouldn't say ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and gentlemen, Chad and Mike, thank you guys for letting me on your radio show. I am so proud to be a part of you guys on the Unplugged Radio Network. And Mr. Freedom Stick, it was an honor to talk to you, too. You've got a charisma about you that your followers love you, kind of like mine and kind of like Texas Patriots. And I don't know how the hell anybody follows Chad, but he's got followers. I think it's a dimple on the side of his left
cheek.
Pick on the Canadian night. I don't know.
That's what it is. Pick on the Canadian night there, Jeremy. But guess
yeah,
what?
It's a Canadian dimple.
I'm not afraid. I just found a bit to my new piece. Tune in tomorrow.
No, Chad, I can tell you what it is. It's your passion. And people, they buy into that passion, and they believe in that passion. And I'm one of those guys. And I'm sure that Michael and Mr. Freedom Stick are too. We buy into each other's passion and buy into each other's truth. And that's what we need to do. We got to keep on supporting each other and promoting each other. And on that note, let me get the hell out of here. You guys continue your show. I'm unimportant tonight. My show's on Thursday night, and that's when I'm half important. So you guys have
you
a great show. So far, I'm very proud to be a part of what you guys are doing. And thank each and every one of you that are listening. And on this show tonight, I am so proud to be associated with each and every one of you. I'm proud to be a Patriot. Have a good night, guys, and God bless.
Appreciate
Brandon,
it. God bless, Brandon.
Thank you.
Brandon, we appreciate you, brother. Thanks for coming on. Let's go, Brandon. My Jesus.
Let's go, Brandon. Yeah. Man, that guy, he's awesome. He's the reason that we even started this show, because he took us on his show, and we had such a good time, Chad and I did. We got off that show that night and called each other and was like, man, we got to do this.
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
Definitely.
We appreciate it.
Especially nowadays with all the doxing that's going on, we're losing avenues to actually wake people up and actually have them use their critical thinking skills. When I make like videos, whenever I'm talking to people, I'm not telling you have to believe everything that I'm saying. I just want you to wake up and just start thinking for yourself. That's why this world, that's why we're dealing with the problems we're dealing with today, because too many people relied on other people to think for them. You get what I'm saying? That's why we had the mandates and the lockdowns and all the unconstitutional BS, is because we allowed the news to think for us, right? That's what it's all about at this point.
You get so busy, caught up being, you know, in life and paying bills and all that, and you just, yeah, that's exactly right. We've been brainwashed just to believe what we're told and to hear and see. And I'm really glad for COVID, because COVID definitely opened up a lot of people's eyes. There was a lot of people awake before COVID, but COVID definitely opened a lot of people's eyes to the bullshit that this government and every government around the world is doing. That's
right.
For sure.
150%.
Did you see the clip where MSM there with the Scarborough Joe there, where they were talking and said, you know, they were upset that Elon was buying Twitter? And he accidentally slipped and said, you know, it's our job to control the minds of the people, not Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Not Elon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you have to look at
that's
it this way. You know, most of your mainstream media sources are owned by one major company. People think that Fox and MSNBC and CNN and, you know, they're battling, and that's what they'll have you believe, right? How do you control 100% of the population? I got a question for you guys. How would you want, or how would you be able to control 100% of the population in regards to pushing a narrative on the mainstream media? How would you do that?
Fear and starvation.
It's the same thing about government, right? When you have a two-party system, right? As long as you make it look like you're battling each other for other people's rights and the truth, you're going to be able to control 100% of the population.
You get what
I'm saying? Yeah, because you have certain people that are like, they're diehard. Well, I listen to Fox. I don't listen to CNN. I have the same people talking to me about, you know, the whole Ukraine and Russia thing, and they're like, no, this is what they're putting out, and I don't listen to that communist crap on CNN. Well, they're all basically owned by the same people, and they're pushing the same narrative, that the negative aspects of it, the positive aspects of it. As long as you can control both sides of the aisle, you have everyone. And like I said, it's the same thing with government, okay? If you're a Democrat, you're a hardcore Democrat, you're going to listen to what they're talking about. If you're a Republican, you're going to listen to what they're talking about. My question to you guys, especially with American politics, do you think that Republicans and Democrats truly go behind closed doors to argue for your freedom?
It's called controlled opposition. I mean, it's no different than what goes on in Iraq. I mean, we sit there and we dictate, you know, what goes on in those countries. But, I mean, you know, we do the same thing here. I mean, you look at Mitt Romney and Murkowski and Collins up there. I mean, these people are not Republicans. And, you know, they're all controlled. They're all owned, every single one of them. Everybody's put in place at the FBI, the CIA. I mean, the whole system is corrupt to the core.
You are correct. And like you hit the nail on the head with a controlled opposition. That is how you control 100% of the population. You have certain individuals believe that they're out there fighting for you. They're standing up for you. But at the end of the day, they all follow one conglomerate global idea, which is control. So,
Well, you know, it's again, we invade countries and try to sell them our vision of democracy, and we're worse. And I think that's why people like Putin, and you know, he knows what's going on. I mean, you know, people talk about Ukraine and all this stuff. I mean, I don't know what the hell's going on over there. But I tell you, it's definitely not what the mainstream media is talking about.
Correct. The same people that will tell you, and here's the crazy thing, and I got a lot of friends that will come to me and they'll say, you know, we got to stand with Ukraine. And I always ask them, when are we going to start standing for America? When are you going to start standing for that? At the same time that all of this is happening in Ukraine, one thing is definitive. All of these corrupt individuals in government, they have their money going in Ukraine, right? 2004 or 2014, this has been documented. The Obama administration helped conduct a coup against a duly elected government in Ukraine and helped install this new form of government there. Magically, the same year, all these corrupt individuals in America, you know, Pelosi, all these corrupt individuals, their next of kin became high-level executives in power companies over there. And then millions and millions of taxpayers' dollars started to get filtered into that country. The only thing I can say about Ukraine is all the truth, all the lies, all the facts is in Ukraine. And that is why they're throwing everything that they can at it, everything. They don't want you to find out what is truly in that country.
Well, you know, you had Biden's son, Pelosi's son, I think Mitt Romney's son had dealings in there. And, you know, they're all corrupt with Burisma. And you know what? People don't understand that the tax dollars goes in and it comes out through some shell company. And this always works its way back with some book deal or something along that lines. That whole country is nothing but a money laundering operation.
How does a politician on a $210,000 salary have a $235 million net worth? And that's what Nancy Pelosi has right now.
Is this a game show? Because I can answer that, because they're all fucking criminals.
Insider trading, all the backdoor deals. Yeah, it's nuts. It's absolutely crazy. I cannot believe that a politician, that it blows my fucking mind that we allow our politicians to be, for us to be that blind. Our politicians are multimillionaires, $100 million, $235 million, and she's not the only one. And we just sit back and watch them throw our money away and get it back into their accounts and do insider trading deals and all the lobbying. It's just nuts. How do we allow this? How did we let this go so long?
Obama's worth almost $1 billion. I mean, he come out and, I think it was the last number, 900 some odd million. I mean, how the hell does a president making $400,000 a year come out of office worth almost $1 billion?
Well,
that's the only president that ever left that was poorer when he left the White House than when he went in the White House.
Yeah, it's like I said, all of your truth, all your corruption, everything lies in that country. And like I said, that's why they're throwing everything at it. The reason that these people are getting rich is because they are part of the global agenda. You know, we talk a lot, especially on social media, about the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, the Great Reset. All these individuals are connected. Trudeau, up to the north in your country, he is a junior leader of the World Economic Forum. What they plan on doing basically at this point is destroying borders. They don't want anyone allegiant to a flag, to a thought, to an idea of a country. They want to destroy everything systematically. And that is where we are going right now. This administration alone, with all these corrupt individuals and their dealings, it's a frickin' fire sale here in the United States. All of these corrupt government officials, Biden, Psaki, they're all pushing one narrative at this point. They understand. So look at it this way. A great American president a long time ago stated, the only way that you're going to take America down is from within. This has been systemically put together over the last 30 years. You look at 20-something years ago in college, pushing anti-American rhetoric, teaching teachers to push socialist values, communist values. they graduated and they got out into the workforce and they became teachers all on their own right. And they kept promoting this ideal where America's racist. You know, America, it doesn't stand for anything good. That's why everyone wants to come here, by the way. The only way you're going to destroy this country from within, because here's the cool thing about globalists, this whole corrupt agenda. The United States is unlike any other country in the world. The way that this government is set up is unlike any government in the world, okay? There are obviously countries all around the world. They have their own constitution. They have their own laws. They have parliaments. The way that it's set up here, it's different. This is a constitutional republic. Okay, I hate when I hear corrupt politicians try to bring you down that road and say, well, our democracy. This is not a fucking democracy in this nation, okay? It's not the majority gets the rule. Every person in this nation has the same accountability into the system, okay? It's law of the land, or the people by the people, okay? And these individuals know this, and that's why the smokescreen, that's why all the corruption. That's why they push the narratives that they want at this point, because they are trying to deconstruct the United States from within, because that's the only way you're going to beat it. You can't go head-to-head with the Constitution of the United States of America. It's absolute. It's black and white. It states there. It doesn't even matter if you pass some kind of unconstitutional law. It states in the Constitution, even if you go through checks and balances, if it goes against the Constitution, it's unjust. All right. A lot of people turn around and say, oh, you know, these gun laws are unconstitutional. The only reason that they are still, you know, they're still enacted is because the American people are so suppressed at this point when it comes to their constitutionally protected rights. If we just stood up at one time and said, you're done, we have the power to do that per the Constitution. That's why whenever somebody comes to me and they say, oh, you know, they're going to confiscate all our weapons, they wouldn't be able to do that. Just like how they push the mass mandates and these lockdowns, you're seeing left and right every time this corrupt administration goes in front of the Supreme Court, regardless who's sitting on the seat, and how they define our constitutionally protected rights. The Constitution always wins, right? We saw today alone, a federal judge out of Florida struck down the mass mandate in regards to mass transit and basically stated it was illegal. Huh. Just like how this corrupt administration tried to push an experimental medical treatment on its people, especially me being a federal law enforcement officer, I had to choose. I remember I sat down with my my administration right before I left in my department. They said, well, you're a good officer, this and that. We'd hate to see you go. All you have to do at this point, if you want to keep your job, is submit a religious, not an accommodation. What am I looking for? A religious, what's exemption. The word I'm looking for? Accommodation.
Exemption.
Yes. They said there's two avenues in the federal government now at this point that you can work forward with. And I'm like, okay, I'm not buying any of it, but go ahead and give me the information. And they said, well, you could file a religious exemption or you could file a medical exemption. And I remember I looked at my chain of command in front of everyone. And I said, you guys really don't understand how the Constitution works. We're all constitutional police officers here, and you don't understand how this whole system works. It is the government's burden to prove to me, the American citizen, regardless of if I'm wearing a badge or not, we all fall under the Constitution. It is their burden to prove to me that what they have going on and what they choose to push is backed by the Constitution. And it's not. I don't have to submit anything to my government to say I don't want to be a part of their experiment for my freedoms, for my job. That's not how it works here. But again, this administration and administrations before have pushed it to the point where Americans think that they have to do what the federal government tells them. Let me tell you one thing about, again, this cool constitutional republic we have. The government's main job, this is their main job. Their main job is to protect the sovereignty of this nation. That is it. Their job is not to tell you what goes into your body, who to hang out with, what you need to wear, right? What you need to have injected into your body. That is not their freaking job. And guess what? They're not doing their primary job. They have allowed the borders to be overrun. They are not protecting our nation. They are not fulfilling their obligation. But because they get clowns like Fauci, individuals that were not voted into office, they're not elected officials, and they think just because they stick them up on a podium that these people have any power. They don't have any power over you. The president doesn't have any power over you in your normal average day lives, but a lot of people think that. And we'll get into the we'll talk about the convoys, right? So here in America, as soon as I found out that individuals were putting together American convoys, I really had to voice my opinion on this. However much I agree with standing up against the government and redressing your grievances with the government, I always get mad when people say, we have to march on D.C. We got to go to D.C. Why? There's this cool thing called the 10th Amendment, separation of power between state and federal government. Okay? The federal government doesn't have the power that you think they do. So why does everyone want to go to D.C.? It was asinine to me. People don't understand D.C., District of Columbia. Washington, D.C. is its own sovereign nation. They have no bearing on the rest of the United States here. They have no true power over the rest of the United States. Each state has its own constitution, duly elected officials. So I get mad whenever I hear people say, we need to march to D.C. Why? You're just making their point valid. If you turned around and actually read the Constitution, understood your rights and responsibilities as citizens, you'd understand that the federal government doesn't have the power that they think, looking to them for answers. Think locally instead of globally. Go to your local elected officials. Go to your governors. Go to your town hall meetings. Go to all of your elected officials in your state. That's where it needs to start. But driving into the Capitol, right, to try to blockade a sovereign nation, that's it's asinine to me.
I'll finish my thought here, and then. But my first thought on the American convoy was, you know, they seen what happened in Canada, and I think the FBI and these people were 10 steps ahead. They, you know, maybe even started the convoy so that they can control where it goes,
bingo,
where it ends.
Bingo.
You know, the whole nine yards. So.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I've got a guy that wants to come in the room with an opposing view. His name is Tony.
We're gonna
introduce Tony. He's got opposing views of us. He said that we're crazy Trump-tards. Tony, are you there?
Good.
You guys doing tonight?
Can you hear us, Tony? Yeah, tell you guys that you had opposing views of us and that you were calling us Trump-tards.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You're a bunch of Trump-tards. That's right. How you guys doing tonight? It's Tony. It's the Packing Patriot. How you guys doing? Of course I didn't say that. Michael's pulling your leg. I love you guys. My friends in the North. Chad, thank you, sir, for having me on. Michael, thank you for having me on.
Hey, Tony, dude, I was about to light you off. I was about to be like, bro, you must not know who I am. I don't support any politician blindly. I'm a constitutionalist.
Oh,
so
no doubt.
You
were probably salivating, looking at me like a piece of steak right now.
I was like, come on.
Coming into the room.
Going.
Like,
oh, yeah, here we go.
Let's get going.
No, man.
All the way up here.
I started writing
How's
down
everybody
notes.
Doing?
Like,
How's everybody
Tony,
doing?
I actually wrote down your name. I'm like, all right, let's get it going because I'm going to use your words against you here because that's what I do. That is what I do here. What's up, buddy?
I love it.
Now,
how are
you
doing
know,
tonight,
Tony? We're all great friends, Packing Patriot. We're in this really cool bubble, this Patriot bubble together, and it is funny on social media, especially on the TikTok app application. They think just because they come after one of us and they take down our accounts, number one, you're not silencing the truth. Two, do these people understand that we talk to each other? We actually converse off of social media together, like. We're not going anywhere.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And you guys have had my back, you know, several times. I'm on, what, my 1,000th account, I think, today. So, I mean, no, it's 33. I mean, it's just nonstop. But it's not just me. You know, it's you, Mr. Freedom Stick. I mean, you name it, man. There's tons of us that are having a hard time speaking. And what makes me mad about it is, we went and accepted this stuff back in the 90s, the internet, the information superhighway, everybody got on board. We all got excited. We're using messaging boards. They sucked you in. And then you get into the new town square, right? Facebook comes along, MySpace. MySpace comes along, Facebook comes along, right? We have a new town square. Everybody's meeting there and talking. Made you really kind of like it. And then they pulled the rug out from underneath us, especially in a time when we need to speak truth and about what's going on with whether it's the vaccine or lockdowns or stolen elections. You can't say anything. They've taken your voice off the public square, which I heard you mentioning, Mr. Freedom Stick, about tort laws and things like that. You've explained that to me. And you're 100% right, man. I mean, they have taken our voices away, even though they're private companies and so on and so forth. This is a place for all of us to be able to speak. And now they've made they're trying to make it an echo chamber, and we're resisting them. That's it.
Yeah. Every day we're resisting, man. And that's the funny thing. The more that you try to silence individuals like us, the harder we're going to come back. And maybe that's, you know, that's what communists like. They like hard patriots. Maybe they get off on thinking about hard patriots. I don't know. Crazy.
Well, I think, you know, you're due for a class action lawsuit. Again, they ban these accounts, take all the live money, and I think it's about time to get, you know, an email going where people can at least give in their information, because, you know, if they do that all the time to you guys, just imagine how many people around the world that is done to, how much money TikTok actually brings in. We heard about the NDAs that some of these creators have signed, and their whole job is to take people down.
Correct. Not correct. It's 150%.
Like a money laundering scheme that they run on us. You know what I mean? You got these these content creators that are making this amazing content, coming live, making some money, and then they come, let you build up that account, pull it away from you, pocket it. I mean, that's a racket, man. That is a racket.
Well, that's more so. Here's the crazy thing about this. This is simplistic, man. How do you think they fund their operations? Okay? It's the same thing with the government, right? So how do you think the government funds black operations, right? They basically take illegal aspects of their legal jobs. We'll talk about the CIA and running narcos, right? For me, something about me, I don't know if the viewers actually know, but for a couple of years I was actually conducting in the military counter-narco operations. So I worked hand-in-hand with the DEA, the federal government, and watched how these individuals, for some reason, what always got me about this, and we're going to go down this road real quick, but when I was out there conducting these operations, I always thought it was weird after we boarded a vessel and we grabbed so many pounds of uncut cocaine, to watch these federal agencies pronounce it, well, we got to bring this back for evidence. And I thought, why don't we just destroy this? Why are we not just cutting this open and throwing it into the ocean? They said, no, we got to bring it back for evidence. And all I could think about is, so our job's down here to try to neutralize illicit drug trade, but for some reason our federal entities are allowing and basically protecting the drugs from where we seize them in South America, free passage all the way to the United States. Where do you think those drugs end up? Where do you think they end up? You want me to believe that the CIA, NSA, DEA, all these individuals are putting them on the streets and basically pushing them out to gain money, or turn around to these narcos that we're supposedly going after and saying, hey, I got something for you. We came into contact and we actually have some of your drugs here. So how about this? How about $2 or $3 on the dollar, and we'll actually distribute it for you, right? How do you think they fund those operations? It's the same thing.
Well, you know, and that's my problem. You know, they got America with all of its laws, and guys, someone got a bit of background noise there. I don't know if they're listening to the show and they're too close. Maybe I have to shut off the show. But you know, they got the CIA in there, and what happens? They're bringing in all these drugs, you know, and the man on the corner gets 30 years. I mean, it's an absolute disgrace that they're doing that to their own country. We all know it. I mean, it's been declassified or whatever. I mean, there's movies made about it. And, you know, yet the world is silent.
Yeah, but it's all about distraction at that point, right? Here's the crazy thing. The best way to hide viable information to put it right out in front of people. And here's the thing about this that we just got done talking about. If you could control the mindset of individuals, right? So we'll talk about the people on the left, people on the right, right? If you drop some information that goes against what their baseline is, it doesn't matter. If you show it to them, they'll turn around and say, I don't believe that. I don't believe that for a second. Think about it like this. For the last 2 years, this is psychological warfare. We've been at the whole world, not just the United States, has basically been abused by their government to the point where we've been illegally locked down. We've lost our way of life. People had to close their businesses. People were worried about how they're going to take care of their family, over the next couple months or a year or whatever this and that. They're physically being abused by their government, and then it's like the choking method. Like, I'm going to choke you out long enough that you don't fight back, and then I'm going to let off, and then I'm going to choke you again. And then on top of that, what we're going to do is we're going to flip the system on you. We're going to turn science on its head. We're going to turn mathematics on its head. Look at us now in this nation alone. We actually have people in this nation in the last 2.5 years that believe a man could birth a child. A biological
and have a period. And have a period. And if you speak against it, you lose your account on TikTok. I watched the one today. It was, it's an absolute disgrace what we've come to as a nation, to sit there that we would even argue that point. And to Packing Patriot there, brother, listen, I love your content. I can't wait to have you on the show full, too, where we get to put you in the hot seat.
Oh, man. Yeah, I look forward to it myself, man. I appreciate that. I'm just like every other person. What I always say is I'm just saying what a lot of people are thinking, and I don't hold back. I mean, what's the difference? They're gonna tag me anyway. So at this point, I just speak my mind, and it's that same mindset that a lot of people are feeling, but some people are just a little timid. And that's what I do. I kind of push, hey, man, don't be afraid to speak up. Now's the time. You know what I mean? If you're a little nervous about making a video, for instance, don't be. Now's the time to speak up. Now's the time to kind of put your ideas out there. Let people know what side of the fence you're standing on, because, by God, the battle lines have been drawn, so to speak. You know what I mean? People are picking sides. The last guy you had on, Trucker, American Trucker?
Yep.
What his name was?
Yes, Mr. American,
he was,
Jeremy,
he mentioned
yes.
something about that. You're not going to get too many more people. But there are still people out there, and I'll take as many into the fold as I can in the meantime. But, those on the left, they're not moving. Most of them aren't. But we still have some people on the fringes, and I think that's what we're doing. At least that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to reach them, trying to wake them up, trying to bring them into the fold. So,
yeah. Well, Brad talked on that thing a minute ago. And what I was thinking, another thing that COVID did, man, and that really freaking upsets me is they desensitized us and they split families up. They told you, don't go see grandma at the nursing home. Stay away from your parents. Don't have Christmas. Don't have Easter. They split families up, and then they divided them with the vax and the mask. And so it was already we were divided with race and gender and color, everything that they could divide us with. And then we were all divided with Trump and Biden with families. And then, boom, they slid COVID in there and divided us even more with our families. You got families that won't even talk to each other now because they treated each other so bad over the mask or over a vaccine. And it's just so sad how they've treated us and what they've done to us.
Well, I'll leave you with this, Michael, and I'll let you guys go, and I'll listen, but I'll leave you with this. I've had it in my own family. I won't get specific, but I have an uncle that I love, that him and his whole crew have decided that, because me and my kid and my dad went to Washington, D.C. to see Trump on January 6th, they call us terrorists, My grandmother was dying. She's trying to watch Fox News in the hospital. They come in, they'll change a channel on her. I mean, it was disgusting, the kinds of things that are happening. And it's not just my family. It's other people's families. We're all seeing it. And they're doing a hell of a job trying to divide
us. It's an operation.
And that is the ultimate goal in the end. What's that?
Yeah. So, no, you're right, dude. This is an operation against families, the nuclear family around the world, just like you said. The only way that you could truly win in regards to you being outnumbered, and we're talking about the government and governments around the world compared to their constituents, is you have to divide them as much as possible. And just like Michael said, this is something we've been seeing here in the United States, where they've been dividing families up and down the river in regards to sex, race, cultures, and then also they drop this on people. They drop COVID on people, and they start pushing politics left, right, center, this and that. Next thing you know, like I said, you had this great – when you were growing up – so I got a question for you guys, and I always look at it this way. When I was growing up, my whole family, we used to be such a huge family, right? We had our grandparents. I had my aunts and uncles. We would all get together two or three times a year, and it was just – that's the way it was. And now we are so divided, and I'm on board with you, Tony. It's the same thing with my family. I don't even talk to half of my family anymore, right, because I can't. I can't have conversations with individuals that won't even meet me at the table, right? I remember one time I went home on military leave, and me and my grandfather and certain people in my family, we had a talk, and the first thing off the bat was, oh, you voted for Trump. And I'm thinking, how are we even talking about Trump right now? And that's what really is whenever somebody's like, oh, you guys are Trumpists, it really affected me and my family to the core. So,
it's sad, but that's what the plan, though, isn't it? Divide and conquer. The only way to beat us, you can't beat us in a head-to-head war, so you take us from within. You divide everybody up into little subgroups, and there you go, and here we are. So, hey, God bless you guys. Thanks for having me on here. And I will definitely come on and sit down and chat with you another time.
Tony, we want to thank you for jumping in there. I mean, again, I'm a huge fan. We, with the family, I mean, you're exactly right when it comes to that. And what they're doing, they're trying to have us all the time at each other's throats so that we get no rest. I mean, you look at people, especially on the left, I mean, they're vicious. They're absolute bullies. Everything they take us down for, they're the ones themselves doing. And they don't see how vile they are, how they speak. You know, they claim to stand to be the one who stands against racism. But if you look at them, I mean, they're far worse, some of the things they say and do and how they treat people. I mean, it's an absolute disgrace, and they can't even see it themselves.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I mean, like a good example of that is the idea – where we ask people to get an ID and they say, well, that's not fair. You know, minorities can't get ID. Like, how racist is that just to even suggest that they're not capable of getting an ID? You know what I'm saying? Just the thought in their mind off the get-go is racist to even suggest that. I don't know. Just my final thought.
Yeah, buddy.
Well, have a good night.
That's
I appreciate you calling in, brother.
You guys have a good one. Love you guys. Stay safe.
Love you, brother.
Good night.
So, anyways, man, it was a great conversation. I love Tony. He's a great guy.
Great.
Anyways.
I could hear Mr. Freedom Stick starting to steam when you said someone from the left calling us Trump tires. I could hear it from all the way up here in Canada. He's probably got a path war in his floor.
I wish we did have
some opposing opinions come in here. That would be really awesome. I thought that would be funny. I wish Tony would have played with it for a minute, because, man, that would have been hilarious.
And here's my thing, too. Like, I'm right down the middle. Like I said, my heart, mind, and body and my beliefs are in the Constitution. That's right down the middle. So don't just think for one second, like, my biggest arguments with the left, however disgusting and unrealistic their ideals are, I still have problems with people that are way right. It's almost the same thing. Like, we deal with people on social media all the time, right? When they connect with us, they think right off the bat that we're these freedom fighters that are just going to drop everything, go get guns, and we're going to run out and we're going to overthrow the government. How many times have you been contacted
by people
that are on the far right that are just they're calling for violence as well. And I'm just like, I don't know what you think I'm doing here, but that is not what I'm about. What I'm about is you understanding your constitutionally protected rights. So when that day comes, if you have to stand up, number one, knowledge is power before equipment. Okay. But yeah, the far right, they're the same bunch too, right? They just have different ideals. They take, you know, they take their ideals all the way to the extremes, just like the left does. And that's not who I am. So whenever somebody comes in and they're, you know, especially when I do lives or stuff like that and I go on social media, when somebody jumps in and they're like, oh, you're a Trumper, I'm like, you're a fucking moron because you obviously don't understand who I am and what I stand for. I don't put my blind faith into any politician. Now, would I love some mean tweets right about now? Would I like peace? Would I like $2 to $3 per gallon of gasoline? Right? Hell yeah, I would. But if you ask me blindly support a politician, no matter who he is, I don't. I don't trust anyone, especially when they're connected to government. So is what it is. Left or right, correct.
Yeah, left
or
right.
But you see how that is. As soon as we start talking about, how come whenever we want to talk about freedom, the left comes at you with Trump, right? And then the right, for some reason, comes at you with, we need to stand up with weapons and fight now. If we get hit, especially as social media content creators, we get hit so much from both sides. It's just sometimes it's almost unbearable because it's like you guys don't see that this government is trying to get you to flinch. They want you to create an event so that they can utilize their illegal emergency mandates. They can utilize the Patriot Act, which is unconstitutional. It was signed right after the 9/11 attacks, and this government will have you believe that they created a piece of legislation to protect you from boogeymen on the other side of the world. Well, guess what? I was fighting those boogeymen for 21 years, and I sat back and I looked at it. I said, when has a terrorist ever gave a shit about a law? And then when I think about it, it's simplistic. It wasn't meant for them. It was meant for you. Because they knew eventually a lot of Americans would wake up and stand up against the government. What is the Patriot Act? It basically means that your government could deem you a domestic terrorist and take away your due process. We're talking your constitutionally protected rights to a fair trial. They could literally come and detain you, right, without no probable cause, throw you in a hole, take away your ability to have any kind of legal support, and keep you indefinitely. It wasn't made for these boogeymen. It was made for us because they knew what they were doing. They knew eventually this nation and other nations around the world would wake up, right? That's what that piece of legislation is used for. And we saw it. We saw it, the January 6th insurrection. What did they do to those individuals? They locked them away. Right off the bat. They didn't give them legal counsel. They used the Patriot Act against them. That is the scariest piece of illegal, unconstitutional legislation that this government has ever created.
I get that all the time. Go ahead, Michael.
If they want to call in, they can call in. The number is 516-387-1733. They can call in. We've had several people on hold to talk, and several of them dropped off because I guess they thought that we weren't going to take calls, but I should have announced earlier that we were going to have some conversation earlier, and then we were going to start taking calls from our guest. We do have one person on hold right now. I'm not sure if they want in the room or if they're just listening, so I'm going to go ahead and open up the line for them and see if they want to talk to us for a minute and ask Freedom some questions. So sorry, guys, to interrupt, but I'm going to go ahead and let them in right quick, okay?
Sounds good.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? What's up, guys?
I know that
voice. Where are you calling from?
Well, this is Envy Amber from TikTok.
Awesome.
I love you, girl.
Listen, y'all need to give me like a day off, okay? Just a day. That's all I need.
I know. You're out there killing it. You're out there killing it. I appreciate everything that you do for us.
You know, in the I'm not as I'm a stay-at-home mom. We got adult children. You know, my husband's a fire captain. We've been in the gig for 4 years. And so I don't have a lot in that area. What I do have is I'm that unassuming wallflower that sits back and observes and watches everything that goes on. And then I make my own assumptions. You know, you talk about being in the military and your federal background, and obviously most of our friends are fire and police. And I would never have made it in the military because they would have said, drop and give me 20, and I would have said, fuck you, drop and give me 20. And so that's part of where I'm at. I've always been the, you tell me I can't, oh, yeah, well, watch this. And does it get me in trouble? Yeah, it has. Not anything illegal, but when you guys are out there and you're doing what you're doing, you can see, for those that are perceptive enough to think outside of the box and think for themselves and, again, decide where they want to be, whether it's in society or whether it is in the political spectrum or what you want to do for your family, when you can think outside of that box to make those decisions, it does make you an outsider until you find your people. And when you're around those like-minded people and everything you guys say, and even if you don't say it, but you're putting up the news behind you in a video, somebody else is going to go, oh, dang, let me go look that up now. And it's important. And that is the message. And the authenticity that goes behind it, for those that are perceptive, yes. And it people see that. So that's why I wanted to call in. I'm sad Tony hung up, but yeah, I'll sit on the couch for, you know, 15 minutes and go, all right, we're still windy, so let me throw some wind videos out there. And I want you to know, for all of you that are married, whatever video I pick, it's not that I'm coming at you personally, okay? I don't want the wives to get mad.
No, I'm pretty sure they understand when we go on social media that we are going to have people, like-minded people, that are going to be the opposite sex, and they're just out there supporting us. And
yeah,
something I love, like I always make fun of Michael because Michael's been our team medic. And what I mean by that is every time one of us gets taken down, Michael always goes in and drags you out and patches you up, put you back in. But then you started coming out of the woodwork. And I love how you do it. You don't just get on there. You make fun of the fact that we're being canceled for just trying to wake people up and have them use their critical thinking skills. I love your videos are like skits to me. When I see your face, I'm like, I have to watch this. I have to watch this because I want to see who's
shit. What is she? Yeah, what is she going to do now? And today with the dog, you know, he's 11, going on 12, and he probably thought, dude, you're going to break a hip and trip and fall. And my husband's like, you're going to hurt yourself.
But it's amazing. Number one, I have one question for you. Where can I buy tickets to your next concert?
Oh, man.
That's what I want to know. You out.
Well, maybe we need to have a talk. I have a lot of being a female, and this goes, you know, to you as well. When I'm at home a lot, obviously, and have been, and it's important that your female followers, for all of you, that they can state that they're empowered. You have to know that you can still protect yourself and be safe in your own home and do things for your own family and not be that, have that victim mentality. I'm on the opposite side. We go into a restaurant, I'm in the back by the exit, my back is to the door. My family knows. It was ingrained when I was little. And my grandfather flew in World War II. During the Berlin airlift, my aunt in the Korean War. I had an uncle who went to Nam 4 times. I had another uncle who was 82nd Airborne. And there's a lot of things you pick up along the way when you're little. And those were just things that were always be aware of your surroundings. I mean, my family knows. We go in, they all know what seat I'm taking. They just, they sit around me and that's the end of it. But it's important for women to know that you don't have to come in necessarily guns a-blazing. There's more, like you say, there's more to it than that. Situational awareness is huge. And so for me, I always say I'm just an at-home mom, and that's my daughter just rolled her eyes at me. I do what I do, and I like to have fun, and I make fun of everything, not anything specific, because right now with the culture, especially with TikTok and the canceling, and if you can't make fun, you're gonna get angry, and I think that's where I'm like, okay, I'm getting too. This is really pissing me off. I gotta take a step back. How can I come in on the side and hit it that way? And that's what I just started doing. And I've been laughing at myself so much this last week, I can't stand it.
Well, you notice, so if you've ever seen it in my lives at the beginning, I was so laser focused on getting the information out there.
Yeah.
And then I started receiving all these trolls. I remember one live within a couple minutes, TikTok dropped like 1,500 people on me in like a matter of a minute. You know, what they do is they stick these trolls, these accounts on you, and they're AI bots, and people are getting paid to piss you off. And I realized, just like you said at the beginning, when I was so laser focused, I started getting upset on my lives. And the second I started getting upset, that's when I started getting canceled. That's when my lives started going down. And then it just basically turned into this point where, number one, I'm not going anywhere. Number two, they're obviously fixated on people like me because we're actually doing something. If we weren't waking people up, if we weren't bringing and addressing the news and addressing people to use their critical thinking skills, they wouldn't even mess with us. They would just let us be. And that's the crazy thing, too. Whenever we address critical thinking skills in regards to events that are happening around the world, if they were conspiracies, why are they bothering us? If it's not real, right, and it's all fake, and we're just making up stories, why all the attention from these trolls? Why are they trying to get us shut down? Why would you waste your energy if what I'm saying is false? So then I just turned around and I said, you know what? I started making fun of it. You know, at the point of getting canceled, like, I'm not even mad anymore.
It's like a game to me. I just see it and I go, I get to make another video. All right, going in. And I think the biggest thing, too, is that for everybody that's out there that follows and that listens, and in my opinion, and it's not about swaying somebody to make them think like you, or I am totally grown enough to agree to disagree. And some people, they cannot handle that. And for me, it's like, no, I'm big enough. It's okay. We can still be friends. We just don't need to talk about that. You know, let's go get a lunch or something. But I think that even if one person is reached, then the job's been done. And
that's what it's worth.
And exactly. And if that's that one person that can be helped, or, you know, that third eye gets opened up, or half an eye gets opened, then okay, I've done my job. But at this point, I'm just making fun of all of it. I did post a video earlier about a situation with the whole, you know, the indoctrination and the whole CRT and all that stuff coming into the school system. And there was a situation that happened with my daughter in third grade. And it was the prime example, in my opinion, for me, to whoever listens to me, that situation changed her way of thinking from that day forward, and it was a one-time incident. One time.
Right.
That's all it took. And we just talked about it the other night. Go ahead.
No, so think about it like this, solidify what you're talking about. Think about it like this. If we didn't have social media and we didn't have people like you and we didn't have people talk about these things, CRT, the sexualization of our children in school, if we didn't have people talking about this on social media, do you really think that we'd be dealing with such an opposition at this point? Do you really think that this nation would be waking up and parents would be getting involved that they didn't see? Because the news doesn't talk about it. The news, the only time the news talks about special interest groups and this negative narrative that they are trying to deconstruct our children with is because they're forced to. And they're forced to because individuals, parents, citizens of nations around the world decided to use their phones, use their social media, use their computers, use their voices to get their story out. If we didn't have social media, content creators like you and everyone else out there trying to wake people up and let them know this is going on around us, we wouldn't know anything about it.
150%.
Just to interject, we got a lot of people waiting to come on.
Yep.
I just want to say is, you know, we really appreciate you and appreciate all you do and, you know, supporting the Patriot movement. And I don't think, you know, our wives mind. I mean, my wife, she always says, I was reading the comments with my daughter, and my daughter would tell her, you know, look, she says this, Mom. And her mother said, that's because you don't live with them. I think all of our wives are saying that. It's because you don't live with us. So, we're going to go to our next caller.
Yeah, there's a reason why my husband's on a 96 right now, okay? So that, just so you know, we're pushing 28 years of marriage, and, yeah, he does go to work a lot. So their separation is good. All right,
there
guys.
There you go.
Have a good night. Thank you. We'll see
you.
All right,
God bless you.
Thank you.
You too, kiddo.
Thanks for calling in, girl. So we're going to go ahead and let our next guest into the room right quick, see if they've got any questions or any anything they want to say to us. 2356, you're in the room. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, guys. It's another TikToker. I just want to say hi. This is Bike Master Gold. Mr. Freedom, I wanted to let you know that I posted your face. I hope you don't mind. I posted a picture of you, and I put the words TikTok, please quit silencing or something like that. I don't have it in front of me. Please quit. I can't even remember what I said. I'll have to look at it, go back and look at it. But you can try to find it under my name. I just asked everybody to start a petition to let you speak the truth, basically, is what it says. Oh. And I thought, well, we could try something different, you know. And they have not taken it down. I get one, you know, pulled every 2 weeks, and I just contest it, and then they put it back on. I always win. I don't know how, but I just want to say, I just want to give you a little bit of my background real quick, because I'm just doing this on my own. I'm just by myself, retired, live with my youngest daughter and my two grandsons, two of nine grandchildren that I have, and four children. My father was a scientist in the oil and gas industry, in the emulsions, you know, the mud business, and in inventions. He and his brother, the no-pass strip, if you remember that. Well, you have to be kind of the older to remember the no-pass strip, but the sticky trap tape for rats and flies and that sort of thing.
There you go.
The Chemical 7, which ended up being Roundup, and the white Christmas tree block stuff that you see on Christmas trees that make it look like snow, that kind of stuff. And he was also Brigadier General of Texas National Guard. And he raised me up from a child up, took us all to all kinds of emergencies and oil well fires and things like that, and trained us with Red Cross and everything from ground up. And so it's in my blood. And anyway, I just wanted to say you guys are doing an amazing job. And I like the fact that you are making sure that people understand that you're not gun-toting wild men out looking for, a big fight. This is a peaceful movement. The last thing we want is to bring on martial law and that sort of thing. And that really stuck out with me, and I wanted to say that was very impressive that you brought that up. And I think we need to focus on that a lot with people, because they really, I think, have the wrong mindset. And but I think we're getting there. You guys are making amazing progress. You're getting your radio shows going. Freedom Stick, you're doing amazing. I see all of you really growing every day. And I'm just trying to stay up with you the best I can. And that's about it. I just wanted to say thank you for everything. and pray for you guys and just stay strong. We're all one big family.
Well, I appreciate
you. Thank you so much for calling.
You're very welcome. You guys take care and thank you so much.
Have a blessed day. Thank you.
Before you introduce the next guest, Michael, I just want to let everybody know now, you know, we apologize that we don't have a 1-800 number. We are working on that. I know some of you have called in and been on hold, and we know that it cost you money. So I'm really sorry, but the lines are open, and feel free to call in, and we'll try to get you on as fast as we can. Again, my apologies. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, no problem. And some of them, I don't know, some of them may just be calling in listening to the show on their phone because they can't get in. I'm not really sure. We've got Robin coming in the room right now, and we're going to introduce Robin. Robin called in last week, and welcome to the show, Robin. How are you doing tonight? Can you hear us, Robin?
Are you there?
We're going to move on to the next number.
She had trouble last week, too.
Yeah, they did. And we've got another one on here that says Robin, so we're going to answer that one, too. It may be the same same thing. So can you hear us now, Robin? Hello, can you hear us? Okay, we'll move on to the next one. We've got Coffee Lady coming in. So Coffee Lady 2020 or 2002 coming into the room. Can you hear us? Are you there?
Uh-oh.
No, I'm having some troubles here. Just for everybody listening, the phone number to call in is 516-387-1733. 516-387-1733.
All right. So I had a question I was going to ask Freedom about prepping. And I was going to ask him about food storage. You know, how do you keep all of your like beans, rice, all that kind of stuff stored?
I mean, the best way that you could deal with long-term preparation. I don't know if you guys know this about me, but on top of being a loudmouth on social media, I actually run my own preparedness company. 21 years military experience, being EMT, being a cop, I've learned a lot of things, and then obviously, a second-generation farmer from Minnesota. I grew up learning how to cultivate land with my grandfather and my father. And, you know, preparedness has always been a part of my family. But being in the military and being in EMS and, being in law enforcement has obviously amplified the level of experience and knowledge. Yeah, so I decided to create my own preparedness company. So good question. A lot of people ask that. How do I store food for extended periods of time? I mean, it really depends on what you're storing, what kind of location you're in. If you're in a humid climate, Washington State's really hard to try to store things in your garage because a lot of moisture gets in there. The best thing you do is try to find a cool dry area on top of that. I would try to vacuum seal the best you can. Without oxygen, obviously organisms cannot reproduce and expand. So if you could vacuum seal bags, put it into Mylar bags on top of that, canning is a good way to prepare your food, especially when it comes to beans and dry storage, stuff like that. So hopefully that answers the question a little bit. For me, yeah, I have a specific storage area. And I don't just go after the beans. What I talk to people about, I have a workshop that I basically put together every month. At the end of this month, on the 30th of April, I'm conducting my next basic survival workshop. We do have seats that are available if you go to any of my social media profiles. The link for that registration for that virtual class is in my bio. It's a three-hour class where we go over the basics of survival. We talk about basic communications, urban tactics and techniques. We talk about the do's and don'ts, required knowledge and experience and equipment. We talk about situational awareness. We talk about the warrior's mindset. And we talk about how to build an emergency action plan. The coolest thing after this class is concluded, we actually come together. The last couple of classes that we convened, We stayed around for about an hour, and the whole class just exchanged numbers. We got to know each other and basically make connections that we wouldn't normally make. So if you're looking for that knowledge, if you don't know where to start in regards to emergency preparedness, you don't know where to start in regards to building a basic emergency action plan for you and your loved ones, do me a favor, swing by my website at www.mister.freedomstick.com. You could register for my next upcoming basic virtual survival workshop. On top of that, I have a free gift for you. If you go to the survival and emergency preparedness page on my website, I have a free downloadable PDF. I have a basic survival checklist that should get you started. So I had to give that plug out there. Like I said, seats are still available for this next upcoming class. They go quick, and as soon as we fill up the seats for this next class, we're going to go ahead and close registration. So don't wait for your next emergency to come up with a plan for survival, because if you do, you're behind the power curve.
Yes. What do you think about the, military food, the package stuff? I keep hearing.
All right, we're talking about the MREs, the meals ready to eat. I'm going to tell you, I don't know how many operations I've been on. I've eaten those over 21 years in the military. They make a poop, and I'll tell you that. 3,000 calories, 3,000 calories rushing through your body, and I'm going to tell you, they'll stop you up quicker than a cork, man. So I had a guy, I was on an operation in Iraq. I had a Guantanamanian fellow that was in my unit, and this guy would put away three of those a day. We're talking almost 10,000 calories. After a 14-day operation, this guy gained, 12 or 16 pounds in 14 days, in 2 weeks. So they're good. They'll keep you alive. They last for extended periods of time. What I always teach in regards to survival is not to be reluctant and relying on equipment. The knowledge of agriculture, right? So we'll just say we have an event that happens here, United States. It doesn't matter.
I'm going to try to let our caller back in right quick. Sorry. I'm going to try to let our caller back in. It shows that she's on hold. So I'm going to try to let her back in. Can you hear us, caller? Can you hear us? Next one. We're going to move on to the next one. We've got another person here waiting. So how are you doing tonight?
Hello.
How are you doing tonight? Yeah, how are you?
I'm doing good. We seem to have a little problem with the direct connect. I tried it, didn't work, so I knew I put on a U.S. calling plan on my phone for a reason. Hello, gentlemen.
How are we doing?
No, it's not Robin. This would be Mama Bear 1960 from TikTok.
Oh, Mama Bear.
There you go.
I know who you are.
Nova Scotia here. The crazy lady. I had to get in and tell you guys how much I appreciate your content to start off with. Follow you all. Love the content. I'm not as good as prepper as you, Mr. Freedom, but we've got a darn good start on it. Your principle on it is, I was always taught to have 1 year supply in backup. So that's where I sat, a 1 year supply.
Is that a question for me? Do you want me to elaborate on
that? It is a question for you. I'm sorry.
Okay. So here's the deal in regards to emergency preparedness. A lot of people need to understand it's all reliant on the situation you're planning for, right? You plan just for, a natural disaster. Obviously, the grid will stay up. Form of government will stay up. You don't have to plan for a year, but I always try to teach people, have enough food to get you to your first set of crops for any extended emergency situation. So that's what I always train on. Have enough food to get you through to your first germination cycle of the crops that you needed to get into the ground. Something I train people on is agriculture, not the reliance on the system. We've already seen the system has failed a lot of people in regards to major emergencies. So have enough food
to get you to your first set of crops. And I always tell people, on top of having dry stores, right, have a seed vault. Understand how to plant your own food and get your own food into the ground. That'll maximize your total survivability. So, yeah, a year's worth of food, yeah, but what happens when that runs out? And that's why I always try to teach people, get into agriculture. Understand how to plant your food. Get it into the ground, right?
Well, here's the thing. I'm a farm girl. So we're raised, grow it, raise it, or hunt it. And to this
Correct.
Day, I continue that practice. So
and
I've already got my garden beds ready.
And that's how people need to live their lives at this aspect, right? So we're looking right now, especially here in the United States, I can't speak for Nova Scotia, I can't speak for Canada, but the American supply system is breaking down. If you don't have the means to understand how to hunt, how to quarter an animal, right? A lot of people are like, oh, I'll just go shoot a deer. Okay. So when you cut a deer open and you try to quarter that animal for meat, you know, do you understand what not to cut, what not to puncture, what is going to happen if you cut vital organs wide open and expose your meat? You know, hunting and shooting are cool, but understanding the basics of survival and processing the game that you actually hunt yourself, that's a different story. But, yes, hunting, fishing, agriculture, right? That is the main basis. I'm telling everyone that I can at this point, if you have enough land at this point, get a garden into the ground, right? Get some potatoes into the ground. That one vegetable alone can withstand so much punishment from the sun, from water. It doesn't matter. Those plants will freaking grow. And if you rotate them every couple months, you get more into the ground, you could rotate a flow of food storage to you and your loved ones and give you the starch and the protein, everything that you're going to need to survive off of. Are people going to get sick and tired of potatoes? Yeah. Yeah, they are. But guess what? You're alive to be
you're
sick and tired
starve.
Of potatoes.
You're not going to starve
cool
off of it.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and I mean, where I'm at now, I don't have the land to plant the gardens I used to. I plant them in a 4x8 box, two of them. But I can get enough in that to support myself for the year. You know, just a simple little planter. But it does what I need. And, you know, we hook up with our local farmers for our meat. Or
there
raise our own in some cases of it. But
a lot of people that I talk to in regards to basic preparedness, especially when it comes to the food side of the house, a lot of people I talk to and I train are like, I live in an apartment. I live in a urban area. What can I do? There's a lot of things you could do. You could learn hydroponics. You could actually grow food in your house, believe it or not. There's a lot of things you could do to maximize your total survivability and extend, you know, your survival during extended periods of emergency. So, yeah, definite.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, yeah, definitely on that. Okay, I'm going to let you go, guys.
Oh, yeah. We appreciate you
appreciate
calling
the chance.
There. You have a great night. Yes, ma'am.
Appreciate you. Thank you for calling.
And just to say there to Mama Bear, Michael, you know,
yeah.
Make sure you check with Mr. Freedom 6 website. You could also go in and do that course he has. I'm sure it will help you. I intend to do it myself. So, like you said, spots are filling up, so make sure you go in and check it out. We can never learn too much about survival. All right, go ahead, Michael.
No, not at all. My mom did both of his classes, and she's loving it. Yeah, she said it was awesome. I've both weekends that it's been, I've been too busy to catch it, but I definitely want to catch one.
Well, here's the cool thing about that workshop. I normally do about two or three workshops a month. We do registration fills up pretty quick. It is a certified course, so when you leave it, you'll get a certification, a block of instruction. And all the information that I teach is information that I learned through my experience in the military, in EMS, in law enforcement, my experience growing up being a second-generation farmer and adding all of that together. So all you have to do is just hit up my social media profiles or go to www.mister.freedomstick.com. Go to the Emergency Preparedness Survival page and sign up for registration. And, again, we're going to have classes every month. I'm not going anywhere.
Awesome. I'm gonna let one more caller in tonight before the show's over with, so we're going to go ahead and let them in right quick and see if they've got a question or just want to talk to you for a second. So are you there tonight, 9700?
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Hi. Oh,
not me.
Yeah, it's you. You're on.
You're definitely on.
I think she hung up.
Hmm.
Yeah,
oh,
the caller was on. So I don't know. Yeah, if you want, call back right quick, and we'll keep running our mouths for a few minutes. We've got a few minutes left of our show, and you got anything
I'm here for the long haul. However long you guys want to keep going, man, I'm good.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, you got anything you want to add to this conversation tonight, Ted?
I would like you to finish that thought we had. Remember when we were talking about all these NYPD police officers committed suicide after viewing the Wiener laptop? You're about to get wound up on that one, and we kind of got cut off.
Well, that's okay. So in regards to especially law enforcement officers and current investigations that go on, it's always you're always going to have that big conspiracy factor, right? You're always going to say, well, you sure that's what happened? But yeah, we our critical thinking skills, when we start looking at a lot of these theories that are coming out in regards to the corrupt organizations, especially in our government, you just magically see anyone that comes across this information. It's almost like plutonium, right? And this is what I tell people in regards to the Hunter Biden laptop and all the data. Obviously, being on social media, we see a lot of that. I have a lot of followers that send me a bunch of crazy crap. And the first thing I tell them is, get rid of it. Get rid of it. And this is the federal law enforcement side of the house. If you are holding on to any kind of information that depicts a crime, especially a crime regarding children, and you are promoting that and you are passing it on to other people, that's actually a crime. Let the powers that be handle what is going to happen, okay? I think that nowadays people want to get their hands on it and they want to go out there and they want to speak the truth, but to me it's almost like entrapment at this point. That's how federal agencies can get a hold of you and they can arrest you, okay? So in regards to officers that have possibly been involved in investigations, especially around Anthony Weiner and all these other corrupt individuals, I mean, you got to use your critical thinking skills one way or another. You got to tell yourself, you know, these people that are looking at this information just all of a sudden don't magically die the very next day. You know, that's a flag for you. You should be thinking about that.
Well, you know, I always tell people, you know, a lot of times we give our opinion, but we try to stay as close to the facts as possible because, you know, these people, they'll put something false out just so we jump on the train so they can later prove that it's false. So that everybody that follow us, you know, they'll throw them right off the track.
Oh, you're 150% correct. I don't know how many news stories, and this is why, just like you, I try to stay to factual news, right? Because what they do on social media is they create fake news stories, hoping that individuals like us will take it and run with it. And then next thing you know, we're discredited. You get what I'm saying? Because it's happened a lot. You can't control the flow of information. All you could control is the disinformation that you put out there. You can't silence the truth. So the only thing you could do if you're corrupt individuals trying to hide your crimes is try to push out disinformation. I hate that term, disinformation. But if you create news stories that are not true and you have an individual that's trying to wake people up and just have people look at factual data, the second they grab a story like that and they run with it, it takes everything away from them. So, yeah, 150%.
Yeah, and that's the thing, you know, you try to discredit us that way. I always give it a couple days, you know, a story comes out. I mean, we heard all about Anthony Fauci being arrested, and, you know, whether he is, whether he isn't. I mean, I haven't seen nothing to confirm that.
Well, yeah, a lot of people have been hitting me up, and they've been asking me about it, and I say, look, man, I haven't seen any factual data. Somebody was like, oh, yeah, the Navy JAG and special forces went and arrested them. And I said, look, you understand in order in this country for the military to operate against civilians, Ponzi Comet Potus would have to be lifted. That means we would have to be in martial law. And there are individuals out there that think we're in martial law right now. And I'm not trying to discredit what they think, but I need to take a step back, and that's what I think about before I present the information. Do I see anything viable, right? I worked for the federal government for over 25 years. I don't see stories like this viable, and that's why you'll never see me talking about it. But a lot of people, they drop me this information, say, hey, you need to talk about this. And being on social media, especially being on TikTok and Instagram, my profiles, I get hit up daily with hundreds and hundreds of, like, videos, and people say, hey, you need to talk about this. The reason I don't talk about it is exactly what I just said. If I don't see anything viable to it, I'm not going to speak on it. I'm really not.
No, I know exactly what you mean. People telling me all the time, and I'm like, well, go make a video on it, because if I can't find information backing it up, I'm not going to talk about it. So go make a video. Well, my account's not big enough to make a difference. Well, I'm not going to put out shit that I don't know nothing about. That's why I don't talk about stuff. If I don't know about it, I don't talk about it. We do have another caller on the line waiting for
us. Fools, right?
Yep.
Yeah, go ahead and let our other caller in right quick and see if they want to ask any questions right quick while we've got a little time left. Hello, yeah. How are you doing tonight? Can you hear us?
Hello?
Oh, hey, how are you tonight?
Can you guys hear me?
Oh, yeah, perfectly
yes,
well.
Oh, this is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. How are you doing?
I just wanted to say for all the listeners, you guys have to go on Mr. Freedom 6 website. I have to say that I learned so much and felt so prepared afterwards. So I just wanted to get on here quickly so whoever's listening, it's totally worth it. And you guys are all amazing.
Well, thank you, Nicole. Hopefully you're having a great evening.
Oh, I am. I'm going to go start working on my side business.
There you go. Get it going.
I am. I just want to say thank you, guys. You are amazing.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
What is your side business?
Yeah, what is your business?
What is your side business, Nicole?
Well, my girlfriend and I created, it's called the Pissed Off Patriots. And we're creating candles, like humorous candles with memes and stuff with politicians and all this different stuff.
I'm still waiting. All right, so I'm going to wait since you're selling candles. I'm waiting for a scent, like a Mr. Freedom stick scent. So
We've already got you covered. That's weird. And your pizza guy. Oh God, we've got you. We've got your stuff already coming out. And it's going to be good. And we've already got so many people that are like ready for it. We already have our business license, get everything going. We're starting them tomorrow. Starting a few things tonight.
Well,
we got a lot of deliveries in tonight.
Nicole, tell us more. How can people find you on social media in regards to your business? Go ahead and plug it real quick.
So right now we're working on our website. I'm going to actually – our first one's actually going to be your candle is what we're launching first.
Oh, wow.
Like, we got to launch
there
ours. And so we're working on just different – stuff right now to build our website, but basically we got to get our candles started because we started working on a couple. Once we get those, we already have, you know, photographers. We've got this stuff all set up to take pictures to have the best look for them, you know. But they're going to be really good. I mean, you guys are going to be shocked. There's some pretty good ones in there the way we have them set up. So
well, Nicole,
it's going to be good.
Nicole, as soon as you get everything set, what I want you to do is contact me and we'll get it up on my webpage. That's another thing that I do.
Okay.
I support patriots and small business owners, veterans, small business owners. I put them up on my website at www.mrfreedomstick.com. As soon as you get your products ready to go, we will get it up on the website. So anyone listening, if you guys want a scent of freedom, heck yeah. We'll go ahead and put it up on my website.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Sense of freedom is what it's going
to
be, and it's going to be good. We've already had our designs done with a whole bunch of memes. It's going to be pretty good. You guys are going to crack up.
That sounds like a professional
vlog. We want to make it fun. What was that?
There you go.
I said, it sounds like a professional play. You sound really good. You know, and Michael and I, we're going to do the same. We have a website now. We're getting ready to build. And we're definitely all patriots. We are here to support patriots in everything you do. So you just email us your information, whatever it is. We'll put it up on the website. I'll even do a video plugging your stuff. You know, I'm here to support you. Michael's here. Mr. Freedom Stick's here to support you. We'll do videos. We'll help you out any way we can.
Awesome. I appreciate you guys. We're ready for it, though. We're pretty pissed.
Well, thank you, Nicole. Thanks for your constant support, too.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Always. I got your guys' back.
Awesome.
Take care.
All right. Well, have a great night, girl.
All right, take care.
You too.
I'm going to go ahead and we've got another caller that's been waiting for a few minutes. I'm going to go ahead and open the lines to them for a minute, and we'll see what they've got to say. So how are you doing tonight, 9700?
I'm doing awesome. How are you guys?
Oh, pretty good.
Who are we speaking to? Did we already talk to you tonight?
No, you talked to me last week. Not tonight, though.
Oh, okay.
You tried, but I kept getting booted out.
Robin?
I can tell you're from Canada.
The use of Robin?
Yeah, this is Robin. I am from Canada. Did I say A?
Yeah, I can hear the O. So I'm Southern Canadian. I'm originally from Minnesota. And
okay.
I lost a little of my Minnesota accent. But, yeah, I heard the O come out. I'm like, yep.
You heard the Canadian accent, eh?
Oh, yeah.
So I just wanted to say, like, I appreciate everything you guys are doing, like getting everything out, your social media, and especially this radio station now that we can all kind of come into and talk and be able to converse with each other. I think it's absolutely amazing what you guys are doing. We definitely need the help. I mean, I'm from Ontario. They just passed Bill 100, which is, to me, I don't even know how it's passed. I don't even know if you guys know what that is.
I do.
Go ahead and explain it.
So Bill 100, basically, when the Emergency Act was put forth by Justin Trudeau, you know how it gave them the right to kind of confiscate things, take trucks, take license, that type of thing? So what they passed is now they don't have to invoke the Emergency Act. Now police have the ability to do that during a protest if they deem it necessary. The same thing, but without the Emergency Act.
Oh, so we're talking about a total police state at this point. So they're taking away your ability, and basically the checks and balances in your government, and they're putting it in local authorities' hands to basically go ahead and take their food, go ahead and take their gas, take anything, disrupt their supply lines. Is that what we're talking about in regards to this bill?
That's basically what it is.
It's getting even worse than that because in Quebec now they passed a bill that the state now has control over your children. So if they deem that they should get a shot or whatever, you don't have a say in the matter. I mean, we're turning into absolute communism here in this country. It's an absolute disgrace.
It's awful.
Well, so I always look at everything, and I for the last couple of years, I always try to focus my operations based upon Sun Tzu and the Art of War. When you think about it like this, these governments around the world, they're waiting for an event, and what they're doing is they're not giving people the ability to have an out. And whenever you back somebody against the corner, right, and you don't give them the ability to leave, what these corrupt entities, these governments don't understand is you're going to face against people that literally don't have any other option. And I really don't think that they want that. I don't think they truly understand that people are not going to bend the knee anymore. People are getting sick and tired of this communistic, socialistic point of view where they think, just like you said, governments think that they have, you know, the ability to tell you that your children are not even your own children anymore. This is ridiculous, but I don't think that they're ready. I don't think that these governments are ready, because when you back somebody against the wall and you don't give them an out, that's going to be the fiercest fight, and I don't think they want that, but that's where they're going. And this is insane. This is totally insanity.
Well, I think that's what's happening. With Bill 100, they're basically making people now in Ontario afraid to protest, afraid to speak out, because they're like, oh, my God, are you going to take my truck? Are you going to take my license? Are you going to seize my bank account? What's going to happen to me?
Correct. And I don't promote violence. I don't promote, but I do promote individuals being able to redress their government. And the second the government stops listening to them, guess what? The last time I checked, a majority of these governments around the world, these are elected officials that were supposed to be a part of government to listen to the people, right? I try to tell people here in the United States, right? The people, we the people have more power than the people in power. But the problem is they think they have more power, right? This form of government that you guys have up in Canada, they don't have enough people to do this all at once. So what they're using is they're using the news. They're using these illegal acts. They're using these emergency protocols to scare you into submission. But I think it's going to backfire. I think as soon as you start backing citizens against the wall and you come after them, it's a fight I don't think these governments are ready for, and I hope to God we never see. Hopefully we use checks and balances, especially here in the United States. We've already seen people on the left, elected officials on the left talking about, well, we're just going to make sure that, you know, these elections don't go down. There was an individual in our Democratic Party that basically came out and stated that because they know what's going to happen here. You know, in regards to the people that vote to the left are starting to go more towards the center or to the right now because they're starting to see the erosion of their constitutionally protected rights. So I just, here's the cool thing. God always wins. And this is what I tell everyone. If you're a God-fearing people, at the end of the day, evil always loses, right? So
what? Well, you know, you said that right. And the thing is, you know, here in Canada especially, more now that who voted for Trudeau and that lived, what the hell, you know? And that's people. It's never enough. You give them an inch, they want to keep taking. You give them another little bit, they want to keep taking. But like she said there with the police, I mean, they have the ability to seize your rigs. And I mean, what they're doing now, you're not allowed to protest. That is a direct violation of our Charter of Rights and Freedoms. So we just need some people with courage to stand up.
I'm going to tell you, if you're a freaking law enforcement officer here in this nation or a law enforcement officer in Canada and you support this crap, you're not a law enforcement officer. You are not for the people and by the people. You swore an oath to your people to protect your people, not to take orders from your handlers that you know are unconstitutional. At the end of the day, these people got to go home to their families too. This is what gets me with special interest groups here in the United States, such as BLM, right? These special interest groups always are used by big government until they don't need them anymore, right? The last 2 years, we saw BLM destroying cities and doing A, B, C, and D, and now the leaders have literally taken all the money from donations and went and bought mansions. They basically just left the cops. So every other week, it's another special interest group that pops up that you can't argue with, but at the end of the day, if you know anything about tyranny and you look at history, these special interest groups, once they're done serving their purpose, tyrants get rid of them. So it doesn't matter if you're on the left, you're on the right, all of us are going to be affected from what these governments are operating and how they're operating against the people and their own constituents. It doesn't matter who you are. It's going to affect us all.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, everyone just has to keep being loud. Be loud and don't let them be able to try and hide us somewhere, because once people stop being loud is when you're going to see all this stuff just get worse.
Correct.
Well, you know, Nicole, you know, a lot of people say, well, you're not making a difference because, as we were talking about earlier, you know, we get a lot of people coming in, oh, we should grab guns and we should do this and we should do that. And,
no.
You know, I always say my message is the message of peace. Our job is to wake the people up, because when you have the numbers on your side, we had Trudeau. I mean, he was embarrassed on the world stage. And that's what we continue to do. All we need to do is keep waking. People are growing impatient. But, you know, it's a slow process. They took thousands of years or hundreds of years to to put their plan in place. So we're not going to finish it overnight. We got to wake people up, let them know what's going on, expose the truth, and you're going to see. Once the people all turn against them, that's it. They're finished.
Definitely.
And that's what.
Yep.
And that's what all of this is about, guys. It's big government creating things to basically trigger their constituents into trying to burn the system to the ground. They are forcing a fight, and this is why I get very upset when I'm on social media and I have these right-wingers come up and say, you should be on there speaking about standing up against the government and getting your guns, and it's time. And I'm like, who are you? I served in the military. Like, who are you? You're not teaching me anything about tactics, but I'm not dumb enough to pick up a gun right now because that's not where we're at. But these governments, that's what they want you to do. They want that. They want their constituents to fight and physically fight and destroy the system that they are built upon because they cannot do it themselves.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, look in Ottawa. Yeah. They were hoping for violence. That's what they wanted.
They were trying
to incite violence.
Yeah, they were starting
Look at January 6th. You know, there are videos and videos and videos and documentation. Now there's information stating that there was embedded federal agents groups of people, because that is what they want. They want to have the cameras there, and they failed. January 6th, they thought they had it, thought that they could have all the cameras there, but guess what? All these other individuals had their phones going, and they were videotaping these Capitol police officers opening the barricades, letting people into the buildings. Like, that news story is basically being pushed to the side now because they realized they failed. Because what they wanted to do is they wanted to have this controlled opposition to go in there and burn the place to the ground and destroy everything and enrage Americans that are not truly affected by what is truly going on in D.C. It's an operation. The government is trying to push the people to the brink where they could turn around and have the cameras on them and say, see, these people need to be rounded up. They're the reason why we're having problems. But guess what? And just like all of you guys said, we're not biting. We're not biting. And that's what's pissing them off, because we're not biting. So what they're doing is they're choking us out longer and longer now. They're flipping everything upside down just to enrage the normal citizen, but it's not happening. And it's making them upset.
Of course.
It's a PR campaign, right? And, I mean, you look what happened in Ottawa. You know, the news. I know a real staunch liberal. He's a good friend of mine. And he turned around and said he'll never vote liberal again because of what he's seen on the news, how they were portraying the truckers. You know, they were trying to put them off as Nazi racists and all these things. And yet you see all the people down there singing and dancing. There was one video I uploaded, and, I mean, it went viral. People singing and dancing. I mean, it just exposed them. But I agree.
So I have one question about Ottawa. 100%
PR.
I got one question about Ottawa. Obviously, I wasn't there, but I've been trying to keep up with it. I got one question. How many buildings were burnt to the ground?
None.
Oh, wow. Crazy.
No death.
That's crazy.
No rape. No violence.
No COVID. No COVID.
Well, I'm
going to
tell you, could have fooled me with the way the mainstream media was portraying you Canadians down here in the United States.
We were racist. We were everything.
Yeah. And that's what they do. They hide behind these words. They hide behind these special interest groups. That is the globalist idea. As long as you could call somebody a racist, nobody could defend against it. You notice how they say everyone's a racist in regards to any opposition that they have. It doesn't matter who they are. If it's anti-government, guess what? You're a racist. You're a racist. You know what I saw up in Canada? I saw the same group of individuals that they're trying to label as, like, insurrectionists. I love that word, how it traveled all the way up to Canada. Cool story. But I saw these individuals up there doing the right thing, standing up, not being violent. On top of that, they were picking up their trash. They were destroying the city that they were occupying. And that made Trudeau and everyone else that is pushing his agenda pissed off.
Oh, definitely.
Just a point on that. You know,
the police officers, the main police minister, whatever the hell he is here in Canada, he got mad at the Ottawa police because the police officers were saying, no, these guys are not doing nothing. You know, they're not breaking any laws. So they did not want to step in. So they had to bring in other agencies from across Canada, everywhere, to come down.
Correct.
I don't know. They had a bunch of people in green that they deputized. I don't know how the hell that's allowed in Canada. Some were
I heard they were from Quebec.
I don't know. And I heard that too, but I don't know. I could only imagine they would bring in foreign people because you have no allegiance
Correct.
To the Canadian flag. It don't touch
no.
your soul the way it do these Canadian police officers.
But none of them had badge numbers, not one.
Well, that's the same thing we talk about here. Yeah, we talk about this in the United States, right? Everyone always talks about massive gun confiscation, right? I'm going to let you know probably 90% of your police force, number one, know it's against the Constitution. Two, understand the threat behind going house to house. They would never do that. Okay, but just like you said, I wouldn't put it past the governments of the world to import individuals that are not allegiant to their nation, not allegiant to the Constitution, to operate against the people of that nation. I truly, solely believe that.
I did hear a rumor that they were UN, but, I mean, that's kind of ballsy.
I mean, at the end of the day, you know, we'll probably never know. And that's the crazy thing. We'll never know. And that's what would make it kind of viable at this point. You get what I'm saying? It
yeah.
wouldn't be hard to link up with the United Nations and say, hey, we're having a civil disturbance. We need to keep this under wraps. We see our corrupt government flying people all around the nation in the middle of the night. We don't even know who's here. It wouldn't be that hard to have a government entity turn around and say, hey, we have this new group, this force over here. You're going to listen to them or they're going to help you operate. You don't ask them any questions. Obviously, either they're backing you up or you're going to follow their rule. It would be feasible. It would be. What really made me mad was the video that I saw of the horse officers running people over.
That was awful. And they're blindfolded.
With their police horses. And I sat back and I watched this and I had to make a video and I was like, these are your countrymen and women.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing?
And you know what's even worse? These RCMP was in a chat room laughing about it, and someone exposed it and leaked it, and they caught hell. I mean, even the RCMP commissioner came out and said, we're aware of this, and we're dealing with it internally.
Yeah. I just, like I said,
yeah.
these are your countrymen and women, and you are a part of the problem. If you think it is okay to treat people like that, and harm people that are just trying to stand up for their constitutionally protected rights in their nation and say the government needs to listen to us. It's a police state at this point. And here's something. I made a video about that, and I told people, history dictates what happens next, okay? And the last thing that I'm ever going to hear from a law enforcement officer that breaks their oath, violates constitutionally protected rights of the people that they are sworn to protect. Me as a cop, I understood. My badge didn't give me any power. The people give me the power to police them, okay? My thing is, if you look at history, I'm going to tell you straight up, these officers that are violating constitutionally protected rights, in the future, nobody's going to hear, I was just doing my job. That card has already been played in world history. Nobody's going to hear that. So either do the right thing, support the constituents that you vowed to protect, or take the fucking uniform off. I hope there's a lot of law enforcement officers out there listening to me. I used to be one. I'm going to tell you, you start violating people's rights, you're a part of the problem.
Okay, well, here's one for you. You were in the Marine, right?
I was
were
in
you
the Navy.
Marine?
I was a chief.
Navy.
Nope, I was a
so you were
Navy.
Navy.
I was a
boat. Sorry? Okay, so you're in the military and you're a police officer. So what really disturbed me is there's a veteran there with five medals on his chest. So he fought for his
Correct.
Country. He
Correct.
Paid a hard sacrifice for his country. And he had police Correct. Officers rip him off the war memorial and drag him down to the ground and arrest him. Like, how can you do that as a police officer?
Again, individuals like that, and this is something we see during this pandemic, right? So I always talked about the U.S. police force. What they did was, for the longest time, they demoralized our police force, right? So they took away money. They took away our tactics. They took away laws that protect us. And what they did is they promoted lawlessness, right? The DAs, district attorneys in certain states allowed for certain crimes to happen to the point where law enforcement officers, they didn't see a point of doing their job anymore, right? Why am I going to go arrest that person if they're just going to get let off on these charges, right? So for a year and a half of demoralizing the police, the government, and I'm telling you, elected officials turned around in the United States and stated, defund the police, defund the police. Now you have them demoralized out in the streets. Now you have elected officials calling for the defunding of police, right? And then COVID hits. And then a lot of agencies turned around and said, you need to take the shot. If you don't take the shot, you can't be a cop anymore. Me being a federal cop, I stood up to the tyranny. I said, I'm a constitutionalist. I'm a constitutional law enforcement officer. I took an oath a long time ago in the military, but I took an oath as a law enforcement officer to protect the people. Protect this Constitution. This is unconstitutional. What they did was, that was their way to weed out any constitutionalist. So now you have all of these cops that are being demoralized for years, now are being presented with an option. Either wear your badge, take the shot, listen to the government, we don't care if it's constitutional or not, or walk. So a lot of the good officers actually turned around and said, I'm done. So fast forward a year through this, right? Now, basically, if you're a law enforcement officer in the United States and you've been presented with the option of either taking a shot or turning your badge, if you're still wearing the badge, you have shown your government that you have a price. You have a price on your head for allegiance to the government. You basically said, for my paycheck, yes, I'll do whatever you tell me. And that's what we're looking at. So now we have law enforcement officers all around the nation in the federal law enforcement capability. Now taking the shot, basically prove to their government that they are allegiant to them for their paycheck. Now what do they want to do in this country after all of this? Now they want to refund the police. So now you have all of these individuals that didn't stand up for their own constitutionally protected rights, were demoralized, right, but basically gave in. Now you want to fund those individuals? And you wonder why we're having problems in this nation? It's simplistic. You get rid of the good ones, and now you fund the bad ones. And then you create a police state. It's the same thing that's happening up in Canada.
Yeah, it's just disgusting.
When they tried to push the shot on the Canadian police officer, there was such a revolt, they got scared that they were going to lose all their officers. And the police in Canada, as far as I know at least the Ottawa police don't have to take the shot, which is total hypocritical.
But
same thing with the nurses and the doctors.
And this is what I'm trying to say too. Just because they've relaxed that, your government basically tried to push an unconstitutional law for your badge. You get what I'm saying? To sit there and still wear the badge afterwards and say, well, they're not doing it now. Well, what's going to stop them a month from now, a week from now, 6 months from now? They still tried to make you get it. Right?
Oh, yeah,
so
for sure.
And I'm telling you, so it made a lot of individuals think, and that's why you have a lot of these cops that, just like you said, are laughing when they're running over people with horses, because they're like, you know what? It's the have and have nots at this point. Look at Venezuela. The same thing happened down in Venezuela. Overnight, Maduro basically destroyed the Constitution and created class warfare. And what he did was he took the military and law enforcement and first said, if you want to be protected, your family wants to have food, if you want to have money, you are going to support me. What do you think these governments around the world are going to do? When people are starving here real soon, what do you think these cops are going to do that haven't left? They're going to do the bidding because they're going to think of their families, just like they're thinking of their families right now, instead of their constitutional oath to the people. That's all I'm saying.
Once you start losing your morals, you'd be surprised what you do.
Correct. And that's what we're seeing worldwide in regards to law enforcement. There are great agencies out there. I will always back the blue. But I'm telling you, if you are an officer and you were forced to either give up your badge or take the shot, in support this unconstitutional BS. I mean, it is what it is. You've basically shown your government that you will do whatever they tell you, and that scares the living shit out of me.
Yeah, I think it scares all of us.
Are you there?
Oh, I'm here, brother. I'm loving to listen. I'm chatting with the people on the board over here. Tiffany left me the board, so I'm over here trying to chat it up with our listeners on the board and listening to you guys.
Well, brother, I can't text you for some reason. I don't know what's going on here, but just so you know that if I'm not responding to you, that's why. I'll message you from Messenger.
So if I can put one last brother. Starts all of this. What I want people to understand from what they're listening to right now, knowledge is power. People move to the sword fast because they are afraid and they run off of emotion. Listen, each country has their checks and balances. Yes, they are infected by corrupt individuals, but at the end of the day, stay the course. What these individuals want you to do is they want to back you against the wall, and they want you to flinch, and they want you to start the fight, okay? So we are no shape or form on this radio talk show talking about any violence. What I want you to do is take some time today, understand your rights and responsibility of being a citizen of Canada, look at the laws, look at what the Constitution says, understand your rights. That's what I want people to do, if anything, especially here in the United States too. There's a reason they don't teach this in school anymore. They don't want our children knowing this in school anymore. There's also a reason why they're not teaching our children cursive in the public school system, because all of our founding fathers' documents were written in cursive. They hopefully, in their minds, what they're looking at is a generation or two down the road, the government will be able to dictate to them because they will not be able to read anything in regards to their constitutionally protected rights. So knowledge is power. Right? Don't go to the sword. Use your knowledge. Gain the experience of understanding your constitutionally protected rights.
Well, a sign of higher intelligence is always asking questions, always questioning what's going on around you.
Correct.
Well, it was really awesome talking to you guys.
Yeah, awesome.
Before I go, I would like to send you guys one of my shirts. I'm a badass patriot. So I'll send you guys one, and hopefully you'll wear it, because we'll be wearing it around here and anywhere we can go.
I'll definitely throw it up in one of my videos.
Yeah, you know we will.
Awesome.
Well, thank you for calling, Robin. I know you had a hard time getting in. That's why I let you stay in this room so long. And awesome, awesome conversation. I loved it.
It was great, guys.
I've lost my ability to chat with the people on the board because I'm computer illiterate, so I'm still trying to figure out how to get back into that. But thanks for calling in. And I think we're going to talk with Freedom for a few minutes. And thank you for calling in. That was awesome.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Have a great night.
Appreciate you as well.
And you know, just to say, yes, we'll absolutely love your shirt. Not only will I take the shirt, but I will wear it. I'll promote it. I'll let all my followers know, and, the same thing. We're here to support our Patriot followers 100%.
Awesome.
Every one of us, we're all here in this together. We're all in this fight, and I will gladly make sure it's promoted.
Well, I'm a veteran. I'm a proud Canadian. I support all countries that are standing up for their rights and freedoms, and I just hope everyone just keeps being loud.
Well, thank you for your service, number one.
Yeah. Thank you, too.
Thank you.
Well, have a great night.
Okay, bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah, she kept that quiet right till the end that she's a veteran, so we didn't even get a really good chance to really show her how much we appreciate her. You know, we appreciate all of our veterans. They didn't talk the talk. They also walked the walk. And we appreciate you, Mr. Freedom Stick, you know. Anybody served their country, I got a lot of respect for
it. I'm one of millions and millions here that love this nation and people that love their nations around the world that have served. So appreciate you.
Oh, yeah, man. Hey, I've got an off-the-topic question for you, Freedom, because I caught a lot of help for a post I made the other day. I made a post about Elon buying up Twitter stock,
And I told the people I didn't support Elon in every way, but I do support that Elon is a Second Amendment supporter. I did, you know, say that I respected that he respects free speech, and he's about procreation. You know, he's about a lot of things that the NWO and the WEF talk against. So my thoughts, I just wanted to know, what are your thoughts on Elon?
You want me to go first, or?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, go ahead.
What are your thoughts on it?
My thoughts on Elon Musk. Down and dirty, I don't give a shit. I don't care.
Yeah.
I really don't give a shit at this point because everyone's so focused on that shit. Everyone's focused on, yeah, is he going to buy Twitter, this and that? Listen, is anyone focused on what's going on in China right now? Their whole government is locking out their whole population, starving them out, locking them in their buildings. While we're over here talking about Elon Musk, and whether he's good or bad, and I come across it all the time on social media. People are like, you don't support Elon Musk? Listen, I'm worried about bigger and more, you know, heinous things that are going on in the world than Elon Musk trying to buy Twitter.
Yeah, it's a distraction, for sure. Everything's a distraction.
And
I understand that.
Here's what I tell people when they argue Elon Musk. They're like, no, he's one of the good guys. The first thing I say is, oh, so you fucking know him. you know him personally, right? Well, no. Okay, calm down. We'll see how this unfolds. Yes, it would be great if he was purchasing Twitter to open it up to freedom of speech. Yes, that would be outstanding. But when I see an individual like that, that has that much money, that much power, that many connections, and we're still dealing with child trafficking here in the United States, it kind of gets me a little upset. An individual like that, instead of trying, a lot of people are like, well, he's going to go to Twitter to battle that. How do you know? All I'm saying is all of these illegal actions and operations are being conducted all around the world. We know there are these human trafficking rings, these child trafficking rings are all over the United States. I want people like that to have that power, that have those connections, right, and that much money to start making a dent, start using their names and start standing up and saying, hey, guess what? This is what we're doing. I haven't seen that yet. Now, I get it. We're talking about First Amendment rights and freedom of speech and everything, but let's start going after these pedophiles that operate on these social media platforms, right? The crazy thing is, you know, with the lockdown and, the COVID-19 and all these mandates and how they were talking about social tracing, right? Remember how they started pushing that? The government, you know, they want you to connect. And in Australia, it's really bad. My wife's Australian, and a lot of my followers are from Australia as well. But we talk to them. It's to the point where they have to check in everywhere they go with QR codes. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, that's great. Okay, it's not. But what about the pedophiles? Where are they at? If you put together a system of control to control and try to figure out who's connected to who, who's going where, how come these illicit sexual rings are still operating all around the world? That's what gets me upset. We could be doing so many good things with technology right now, but we're not. When it comes to Elon Musk, okay, cool. I support him till I don't. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to go on social media and be like, yo, this guy's doing it. This is freaking awesome. Because 2 weeks from now, it could all be just a bullshit story. So, I mean, it is what it is.
Well, you know, my thoughts on Elon, you know, I correct me if I'm wrong, but I think he comes from South Africa. And, you know, people who's not from America tend to have more respect for your constitution than some Americans themselves. So I believe he respects free speech, but to what you're saying, you know, how is it these pedophiles are allowed to roam free with their sexual perversion, become teachers, become this, you're not allowed to point them out, you're not allowed, yeah, they have these registries, but they don't mean shit if nobody knows about it. And,
correct.
You know, that's what we should be focusing, the wealth of Canada and America and anybody with a voice, all should be pointed, we want the names. I mean, I have it up to here with it, and I'm sure, you know, we all have. How is it law enforcement? And then you got that Superior Court judge.
elected to the Supreme Court of the United States, the most lenient pedophile judge out there.
Oh, correct. You are correct on that. 150%.
Can't even clarify what a fucking woman is, and she's a yeah. That's it's ridiculous.
I'm not a biologist, but I can tell you what a woman.
I can tell you, my 4-year-old son can tell you what a man and a woman is. You ask any kid how many genders there are, and they will tell you absolutely there's a boy and a girl. That's all they know. They know that from a very, very young age. So you're telling me, yeah, that a 60-year-old woman can't clarify what a woman or a man is?
Well, she's
placed, give me a break.
Yeah, she's been placed there for a reason. Because here's the cool thing, what I want the listeners to understand. The truth regardless, right? The truth regardless is always going to come out. That is why there is a psychological operation right now to flip your world upside down, to have you question everything.
Yes, it's always two years later.
Yes, this is psychological warfare. Yes, when they flip science, mathematics, everything that you know on your head, guess what? When you actually see the truth and it gets presented, because there's nothing they're going to be able to do to stop the truth from coming out. That is why they're implanting individuals into our Supreme Court. That is why this administration in the last month created an anti-lynching law. A lot of people don't understand in the Constitution there's allowance for lynching when it comes to public officials that are found treasonous. Actually documented. So they're putting everything together because at the end of the day, they're just trying to put a band-aid up. The truth is going to come out. But the psychological operation that they've conducted in this nation alone for the last 2 years is when that information is actually presented, you're going to have people that don't believe it. And they're not bad people. It's because they just didn't see the operation that was being conducted against them. So...
Well, you know, what I want people to understand is, you know, all this thing with 52 different genders and all of this stuff, I mean, it's just something politicians use to divide you. It's just an issue that they can stand on. What they do is they have these liberal think tanks, and when something happens, they all get together and let's pick an issue and let's poll it. And they go by how it polls, and if it hits people's emotions, then they run with it. Then you look every liberal news station, everywhere, that's all they talk about. That's all you'll hear about. And it's an absolute disgrace. We all know it's two genders. I mean, it's basic human anatomy. It's never been,
correct,
you know, different until now. And that don't mean I disrespecting someone that, you know, maybe, you know, whatever they're going through. You know, we respect your feelings. We respect you as a person. But I don't have,
correct,
to accept what you believe. You believe what you believe. I believe what I believe. And somewhere in the middle, we'll meet. You know, and that's
leave
the way
it should
be.
Leave my fucking kids alone, though. Leave our kids alone.
Yeah, that's it.
Don't
listen,
teach
you have
your
the right
to our kids. Yeah,
you,
don't
you have the
your
right
shit to our kids.
Yep, sorry.
Oh, you're good.
Go
but
ahead,
yeah,
Mike.
Don't teach your shit to our kids. We're not indoctrinating your kids with our beliefs. Your kids grow up and they see what they see. Like I said, my 4-year-old can identify a boy or a girl and has been able to since he was 2 or 3 years old. And so you don't have to indoctrinate kids. They're smart enough to grow up and they know what's going on. And yeah, it's just straight up indoctrination. That's all they're doing is just pushing their
shit, and we have been too quiet
for too long. We didn't want to hurt
feelings. So there's science behind it. If you dig, there's actual science behind it, psychological science behind it. I've read some of these studies that state if you over-sexualize a child in development between the ages of 3 and 5, right, you could literally, when you present that to them, you could actually split their personalities. You could literally have them question everything that they know about anything. And this is a globalist agenda, okay? I want people to understand that, you know, it's not just some lawmakers here in the United States. It's not some lawmakers in Canada. This is the globalist agenda to destroy everything so that they can rebuild it. Ask yourself this, right? The only country right now that's not going along, that's not playing ball with any of this globalist shit, what country do you think it is?
Russia.
Russia. There you go. I know that some people would have been afraid to say that, but guess what? The cancel culture, I don't give a shit, okay? When it comes to Russia, people need to understand, Russia, the main reason they want to take that country down is because it just went on the gold standard, number one. You know, you could say what you want about Russia. You could say what you want about Ukraine. They could talk all the crap they want about war crimes, this and that. How come NATO hasn't acted against them? And how come the United Nations hasn't acted against them? Okay, I'm not going to go too far into that. But what I'm stating is, do you think in Russia right now they have a problem knowing which fucking bathroom to go to? Do you think they have a problem trying to figure out if a man could birth a child? No. This is a global agenda. America has been infected with this bullshit. They're coming after our children, and they don't care about us. They know that we're looking at this like this is bullshit. They're trying to detach you from your children, right? It all started with this Common Core, and I talk about this mathematics. It's the core basis of anything. The basis of life breaks down mathematically, language mathematically. When you take mathematics and you distort it, such as using Common Core, what happened is now we have children in the United States, when they first introduced this, bringing their homework home to their parents. And their parents turn around like, what the fuck is this? Why are you taking a whole page to do a simple arithmetic problem that only take up three lines? Well, this is what we're being taught. They're adding numbers in there that don't belong in there. They're basically distorting mathematics to the point where when they have to present their homework and get it done, now children are looking at their parents like, I thought my parents were smart.
Yeah, they think
and
I'm
now
dumb.
That
my 9-year-old thinks I'm ignorant sometimes. Because
and now that forces the children, but look at it this way, that forces the children to think negatively towards their parents and what? Rely on the school system now, the teachers. And you see where all this shit is spreading. It's always been about our children, guys. Always been on. They are not going to change the way that we think. Some people might be lost in this world. They might be buying the agenda, but it's never been about us. It's been about our children, and they want to come for our children. That's what it's about, the next generation.
The next generation, every time.
What,
yep.
Like you look, I mean, what makes America great and Canada and Europe and these things is the nuclear family. You know, a lot of it was a Christian nation. You had your mom, your dad, together tight as a family. And that's what this attack is. It's an attack on the family to conquer and divide. And you look at the great fall of any great nation, whether it be Greece, under Alexander the Great, Rome, it all fell when they lost their morality. That's when the whole thing crumbled.
Right.
And that's exactly what they're trying to do. These countries and globalists, stuff, they're in for the long game. This is not a tomorrow. This is a long game.
Yeah,
and that's why I get
mad
when
they
people...
They attacked the African-American family for 20 years, They did that to them for years, and now they're doing it to everyone.
Well, I get mad when people turn around and they think it's the government. Like I said, this is a global agenda, okay? They just recently, I'm telling you, if you want to know what the New World Order is, and I'm sick and tired of people calling it a conspiracy theory, guess what? It's actual factual data now. We have an individual that runs the World Economic Forum that is getting out in front of the world and stating, this is what we need. We need the Great Reset. We basically, at this point, need to have a catastrophic failure in the electronic system so we can reset everything. This is the globalists. They want to destroy nations. That's why, guess what? The same individuals are out there. They're pumping people into this nation. They also control our form of government that's not protecting the borders. They're flexing an already flexed system to the point where we implode, okay? This is a globalist system. They're coming after our children. It has nothing to do with us. We're just in their way. What did Trump say? I'm pretty sure, and like I said, I'm not a Trumper, but Trump, I'm pretty sure before he left office, he said, this is not about me. This is not even really about you. This is about the children, right? And then he also stated, they're not coming after me. They're coming after you.
Yeah, he was just in the way.
And that's what I loved about him. I mean, he actually set up a task force to go after human trafficking. I truly believe he was someone who actually cared for the people. I truly, and I still believe that.
Yep.
He's the only one that's actually made me think that since I've been a kid, that's been president since I've been alive, that at least made me with his policies made me think that he was America first with a lot of his policies. So, yeah.
Right. Well, just remember, it all starts with us. It all starts with us. It doesn't start with our politicians. It starts with us. The seed is in our home. The thing you should be doing right now is teaching your children right, right? I don't know if you guys are God-fearing men, but at the end of the day, God is the center of our family, okay? This is how we do it. I teach my children everything that the school systems, everything that the world is trying to break down in regards to them. Right. I am their number one and they are my number one. So,
you know, it's funny. I send my kids to private school because of what they teach in public schools. And, you know, the program they learn is American program, is the Abeka program. It's taught in the private schools here, which is an actual American program. And, you know, at least it's Christian based. God is the center of my home, you know, and that's how I live my life. And, you know, again, you got to teach them right from wrong. You got to teach them to love one another, love people that are different. Right. Just because we differ in opinion don't mean we got to go to war, you know?
Correct. Correct. I can have a conversation with somebody I disagree with. I could definitely have a conversation with somebody I disagree with as long as there's mutual respect there. As long as both individuals, both parties in the conversation turn around and say, hey, you know what? Good points, but I don't believe that. I can turn around, I can respect that, say, hey, that's awesome. You actually stand behind what you believe in, and you're not attacking me for what I believe in, and vice versa. And that's what we need to get back to. Is cancel culture, this bullshit, I'm sick and tired of it. It's the same thing on social media. If you don't agree with somebody, cancel them, right? I remember a group in world history that didn't agree with certain things, so they burned books. They took literature. They took knowledge away from you because they didn't agree with it. It didn't meet their ideology. That's not where I want my country going. We should be able to have a healthy debate, but the problem is on social media, we can't because this generation has been taught, well, that hurts my feelings, so I want you gone.
Well, that's the same thing ISIS and these people did. The first thing they did when they conquered a city is go in and kill all the history. Kill everything that means something.
Yeah. Destroy the symbolism of a great nation. So something that gets me upset is how they get rid of national monuments. That's the first thing a fascist government does. What they do is, and, you know, people turn around and talk about the Civil War and say, oh, they're on the Confederate side, they're on this side. Listen, before the Civil War, they were all American patriots, okay, regardless of what side they were on. That's history. Regardless of what you think about it, that's history, okay? We should learn from history, but when you start destroying history, changing history, when you start deleting history, we're deemed and doomed to repeat it.
Well, to me, I mean, you know, I think it's so silly to tear down statues. And, I mean, like, where do you draw a line? That is the problem. We've been quiet for too long. We've let them push. You know, they started with, you know, the foolishness with the different genders, and they keep pushing, they keep pushing. I mean, you're looking at Democratic, I'm not sure if he's a senator, congressman, whatever, brought a bill to the floor about abortion up to, I don't know, so many weeks after birth. I mean, to even be able to bring that up is absolutely
shows how far
we've fallen.
Well, so let me drop two more cents in this, and I want to give people hope out there. The reason that they keep going, with this sick crap, is because they're not winning. If they were winning, they would have stopped with the statues. If they were winning, they would have stopped with the cancel culture. They keep doing what they're doing because no matter what they do, they can't stop what's coming, which is the Great Awakening and people sick and tired of corruptness, okay? That is why they keep doing what they're doing, because they are losing. If they were winning, they would have stopped a long time ago.
Go ahead, Mike.
That's all I got to say. I was chatting on the board. Yeah, no, he's absolutely right, though. They would have stopped. and they would not give a shit about what we do or what we say. They know that we're winning, and we're getting the information out there, and yeah, they're jumping through hoops to stop the information. They're jumping. I mean, there's no telling how much money they're spending just to stop us three from getting our voices out there.
It's just not. I mean, I've gotten death threats. Actually, got text to my phone. Use a WhatsApp number. I don't know how the hell they do it, but I don't even know how the hell they got my phone number. It's obviously somebody that's very technical. And then not only that, he went and texted Jeremy was having me on the show. And, I mean, I'm a very mild person. I mean, my content is nothing, you know. It's now starting to get towards we want the names, and people don't like that. But, I mean, hardly to issue death threats over. And the topic they always say, you know, you've wasted our time, you know, and they call me by name, so it's, you know, no mistake, no nothing, but, you know, these people are all lunatics.
Well, and here's the thing you need to understand, especially about TikTok. TikTok is conducting operations against patriots around the world that are on that application. TikTok, a majority of the crap that you're receiving is from TikTok. They are afraid of you.
Wow.
If you wake up one person, that means that one person can wake up 10 people, and they freaking know that. And that's why they come after people like you. They come after people like Mike, and they come after people like me because they are afraid, because they know they are losing. They are losing any way you look at it, 150%. And that's why they're wasting money. They're wasting valuable assets. I'm telling you, the AI technology that they use on this platform – The pulling down of accounts without any violations. I'm telling you, this they're actively trying to suppress factual data to suppress individuals trying to wake other people up.
What I've noticed is they've been turning on my comments. I go in and turn them off, and they'll turn them on so that it's, you know, the text is being read what I'm speaking. They are actually turning that on. I think that's how the AI is picking us up. Now, you know, I don't know, for whatever reason, probably because I send them messages 2 times a day.
I do.
You know, good morning, TikTok. Good afternoon, TikTok. You know, I'm getting all these haters coming after my content. I am good for TikTok. Look at my stats. Look at this. Look at that. But, you know, and whatever reason, my account just got reset, and all the appeal, everything I had that was bad against me has disappeared. Now, whether it's gone or not, I don't know. But
Go ahead. With an application like that, I guarantee your government's involved too.
Yeah, okay. I think so. I think they allow some people, especially like in my case. I honestly believe they allowed to go on because it's peaceful. I always speak peace, but you get the right wingers, like you said, and they come in, they make threats, and I tell people, listen, don't write that. This is the internet. That is forever. The minute you write, you know, my gun is locked and loaded and all this stupidness, you got everybody now trained on you, watching who you're following, watching who you're talking to, right? And I just want to say, yeah, all the time. But, you know, I did a video today, and to what you were saying, they don't want us to wake people up. I did one today just on We Want the Names on the Patriot channel that we have there. And, I mean, within 2 hours, we had 27,000 views. So it is waking people up.
So look at it this way, and when it comes to these social media profiles that we have, and this is how we speak a majority of our truth, listen to this. If we didn't matter, we wouldn't matter to them. That's all I have to say in regards to that. And I believe that every government has their hands. They have this is a tool that they use worldwide. Look at, we could speak to everyone all around the world. I talk to people from Australia, from UK, all over the freaking place, Canada. To sit there and believe that our government agencies don't have a backdoor to that application, some of these comments, I'm telling you, it, to me, seems like a federal, like, agent is trying to set you up for something. I'm not dumb. I work for the federal government. Some of the wording that they state, it doesn't make any sense to me, and they always come for just us. okay?
Yeah,
but
it's not,
and
you
know,
January 6th.
Yeah, if they're listening, I hope they're listening. I hope they're listening. This is what I have to say. If they're listening right here, right now, you got the wrong guy. I was the Fed. I worked for the federal government for 25 years. I know your tactics. I know federal law. Okay, you're not going to entrap me in anything. You could try, do whatever you need to freaking do, but at the end of the day, we're out there just waking people up. We're out there trying to promote constitutionalism, okay, nationalism, have people love their nation again and love their neighbor again. So if you're against that, yeah, you're my fucking enemy. But believe me, I know you, I know myself, and I'll be victorious in each and every battle. And that's what Sun Tzu states in The Art of War. So it is what it is.
Well,
I've served this great nation.
First of all,
I've served this nation for 25 years. I should not be standing here numerous times, combat operations. But by the gift of God, I'm still here. So I'm going to tell you what. I'm not afraid of dying. What I'm afraid of is not being able to stand up for my children's future. That's what I'm afraid of, and that is why I'm vocal. But I'm not worried about me. So,
first of all, we know they're listening. I mean, it is what it is. But, you know, I've been given discernment, so I know. I mean, you probably get it like I do. I get people offer me large sums of money. And, you know, I always question it. You know, and that's what they want. They want to be able to, if they ever go to set you up, they want to have a money trail. Okay, you accepted this amount from so-and-so. And I don't know, but I get a lot of offers, people wanting to give me money, pay my bills, all these things. And first thing goes up for me is red flags.
Yeah. Well, that's how they do government. That's a common Mossad tactic, right? That's why the Bidens are in the trouble that they're in. Do you think that they really started off thinking like, hey, maybe I should sell out my country? No, what they did was they got involved with certain entities, and the entities videotaped them doing certain things and promised them power of which they want, because ultimate power corrupts. And that's how it happens. And that's how they own these leaders around the world. They got them into situations, whether they got them into situations with money or they got them into situations that when the American people or people of constituents of theirs around the world see what they did, they got them. That's what this is about. But, you know, I look at it this way. I feel like Elliot Ness. Like, at the end of the day, I love my God. I love my country. I don't care about anything else. You talk about money, I can't take money with me. You know, you want to talk about where I stand and where I draw the line? My morals and my belief system are absolute. Like I said, when they tried to pull this crap to me and tried to make me go along with their unconstitutional BS in regards to my job, I stood up. I said, I'm not doing it. Because these are my beliefs.
We're getting down to the last few minutes of the show. Michael, you probably give us a five-minute heads up. But before we do go ahead, Michael.
I was actually just looking at it. We actually just got like 2 or 3 minutes left on the show.
Okay. So I just wanted to personally thank you for coming on the show. The door is going to be always open to you. And we definitely want to do more shows with you. I mean, you're excellent for us. We keep the conversation flowing. There's a lot of truth coming out. And, you know, really appreciate you. We appreciate your wife. You know, she follows me on there. And it's really good.
She talks nothing
and
but
to everybody. Well, that's good. But to all of those, I just want to give a plug out to the great folks at Unplugged for giving us their platform. And you folks listening, make sure you check out the Disrespected Trucker Show. Jeremy, it's not my fault you make it so hard for people to pronounce. But anyways, check him out Thursday nights at 7. And if you want to give a plug for your website, Survival Course, in the last couple minutes, and then Mike will say something, then that would be good.
Yeah, most definitely. All you have to do, like I said, if you don't have a plan for survival, I'm going to tell you, any emergency happens right around the corner. It's not the time to create a basic emergency plan. In 25 years of service to this great nation, I know a thing or two in regards to survival and emergency preparedness. So I created my own basic survival workshop. We conduct this workshop about 3 times each month. The next workshop is going to be April 30th. It's a 3-hour course certified. All you have to do is go to my website at www.mrfreedomstick.com. Or follow me on social media. All of my links are in my bio. All you have to do is hit my Linktree. Registration is still open, and that registration, it's going to close quick because we as soon as those seats are not available anymore, we close the class up. So try to get in there today.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, ready to go to MrFoodandStick.com.
And once we get our website up, we're going to have also you, your information. Every guest we have on, we're going to build something for them and make sure their links and these things are up. Also, check out our Facebook page, guys, Patriots United Radio Show.
Well, let me say one last thing. If you guys want to listen to the show, I actually put your embedded code up on my homepage. So if you want to listen to the show whenever, I already did one for you guys. It's all for you guys. It's up on my homepage
at
www.MrFreedomStick.com.
Awesome, man. That is badass. Next week we've got on the show, we've got Kramer and Tom Huck. And Tom Huck is running for the gubernatorial race in Nevada right now. And he's going to expose a lot of the corruption that's going on over there in Nevada. We're going to talk about a lot of the shit that's going on here in the United States right now. And I want to get into the kids some more next week for sure. So
yes,
I really appreciate you,
yes,
Freedom,
yes,
for coming on the show. I appreciate your wife for giving your time up all the time like she does. Man, I can't wait to meet you guys. And love you, brother. Love you, Chad. It's been a great show tonight, guys. I appreciate all of y'all in the chat room. I see y'all in there chatting it up and getting to know each other, adding each other on TikTok. This is great. This is how Patriots unite. So it's been a great show, guys. I know I've done a lot of listening tonight, and I've just been learning the switchboard a little bit better myself so I don't have to have Tiffany in here all the time. So anyways, it's been great. I'm going to get on Jeremy's show Thursday, and I'm gonna run the switchboard there so I can learn a little bit better. So anyways, guys, love you all. Have a great night.
Love you.
And we will see you next Monday. And I'll see you on TikTok.
Thanks a lot,
everyone.
Yeah. Have a great night, guys. All right. Bye.
Have a great one.
Bye. All right, guys.